Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly Trifecta Noon with Michelle and the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our TGIF live studio audience is a little tired from attending last night's Arizona Stands United awesome meeting in Mesa. Jenny Jackson is here to tell you all about it and how you could start your own meetings to make Americans free again.
Free at last! Free at last! Thanks God Almighty! We are free at last!
This weekend is upon us, so you have two full days to listen to some of our 400 segments of this live show from our 170 partners to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. Please join us and begin your great awakening journey by visiting the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out all the incredible episodes and start making your list. It's time to take action. Put on your common sense caps. We the people, take out your pen and paper. It's Join Together June. Let's reconnect and make your life and this country better. Today's topics on episode 219, business growth, pro-life, be victorious, passion, domestic abuse, Arizona take action, and updates, and special guest Jenny Jackson and Arizona Representative Joseph Chaplick, delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Today's lineup, Steve Cypress, a profit maximizer for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Eloise Nathaniel, nonprofit pregnancy resource center offering free pro-life services for men and women. Virginia Pro Dan, a victory coach showing you how to live a life of significance. Joshua Berglund, the world's mayor and host of Gratitude Unfiltered, elevating your passion, purpose, and mission. Miss Orsika Julia, guiding you to a complete life after domestic abuse. And we have two special guests sitting shotgun in Michelle's patriotic soapbox at 1 p.m. Miss Jenny Jackson. She's the president of Arizona Stands United, the official Arizona chapter of Dr. Pam Popper's Make Americans Free Again Grassroots Take Action Group. Dr. P's episode is 214, and it's a definite must listen to. At 1:30, Arizona State Representative for District 23, Joseph Chaplick. He's one of the good guys in my rep. We're talking border, audit, budget, and, of course, how no one likes Governor Doug Ducey. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show, facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Breaking news. Number one, Mike Lindell released absolutely 9-0, yet another documentary showing even more solid evidence of election fraud. I'm adding the video to our Rumble account and our must-watch videos page later today. You can go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and you'll see the page. He also filed another lawsuit against Dominion for $2 billion. He'll be taking all of his election fraud evidence to the Supreme Court in July, thus the title 9-0. Mike's a true freedom fighter and has put everything on the line to deliver the truth. Number two, In a recent interview, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny referenced a study issued on April 26th from SAGE, the top scientific advisory board in the UK. She said that there's a third COVID wave coming this fall, and they expect 60 to 70% of the people who have taken both vaccine doses to be hospitalized or die. Not making this up. Remember, it is not a vaccine, people. It is an experimental biological agent with mRNA technology, tracking devices, operating systems, fetal tissue from aborted babies, just dead babies in your body. So don't take it. Don't believe me. Do your own research. Check out the Bears report from the CDC. Number three, on Wednesday, over 1,000 patriots rallied in protest of the empty hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona that has been turned into an illegal alien detention center. ICE is going to hold 1,200 of what they call asylum seekers for 48-hour periods and then move them onto the airports for relocation to the East Coast destinations. And they don't have IDs, people just getting right on a plane with a little note says, guess who I am, hola. The Biden regime has given $600 million to organizations that are housing illegal aliens in safe family communities throughout the state. Your hard-earned tax dollars. Yes, that's everybody's tax dollars, not just Arizonans. This invasion is coming to your neighborhood and most likely is already there. You just don't know it. Remember, every town is a border town.
Things that make you go mm.
Things that make you go
There's another peaceful rally today from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the hotel, Scottsdale Road in Mountain View. So if you can, please attend and let's make Scottsdale safe again. Today's topics on episode 219, Business Growth Pro-Life. Be victorious. Passion, domestic abuse, Arizona Take Action, and update special guest Jenny Jackson and AZ Representative Joseph Chaplick. It's June 4th, day 445 of 15 days of slow to spread. Yes, that's correct. It's 445 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off your dirty mask. I hope you're still not wearing them. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. No more maskos, people. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action. Stand up to the Nazi regime. Stop acting like we are sheep. We'll take back your country. Reopen America 100%. It's Friday and the 25th anniversary of the Macarena. Where did you do your first Macarena dance?
Hey, Macarena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo pa' dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Hey, Macarena.
Mine was Cabo San Lucas, 1997. Oh, my goodness. Everything Home, that's right. We are your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary. Speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topic is on episode 219, Business Growth, Pro-Life, Be Victorious, Passion, Domestic Abuse, Arizona Take Action, and Update. Special guest Jenny Jackson and Arizona Representative Joseph Chaplick, one of the good guys. First up, one of my favorite guests is Steve Cypress. He's the founder of the WOW Strategy, a profit maximizer for small business owners and entrepreneurs, and he has been doing a live Facebook video every day for like the past 10 years, something crazy, because he wants to help small businesses. Audience, big round of applause. Steve
Cypress,
how are you?
Oh, thank you, Michelle. As always, I love your audience. They are so responsive. I love it. I love you. You are my favorite talk show host. Love the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And the audience loves you. You know, they're just, it's almost like you just click a button and they clap and cheer. So it's quite that.
Almost.
It's almost just like that. It's amazing.
Amazing. Well, if anything we've learned from the past year and a half, we have learned how easy it is to control people. It is almost like pressing a button.
You know, I do love how you always integrate current events and a very insightful opinion, which is really more like truth and facts and business all layered into one. And of course you always make it an entertainment segment. So what are we chatting
today
about?
Well, yes,
I mean,
it's very important. Why not? I call it have fun and make money, but it's very important for business people to become experts in persuasion, in sales, in convincing, in communication, manipulation, whatever you want to call it, getting people to do what you want them to do. And by far, the greatest example in anyone's lifetime has just occurred over the past year and a half of how to manipulate people. So if the government can manipulate, I mean, think about this. If someone can manipulate you into believing that a piece of cloth, I can't even say it with a straight face.
No, you
a
can't.
Piece of cloth covering part of your face will somehow stop a virus from getting into you. Like, if they can convince you of that nonsense, especially when they say, well, while you're eating, though, see, the virus is very nice. And so it knows you have to eat. So when you take your mask down to eat, it promises to stay inside that body. It won't come out and infect anybody. It's a very caring, thoughtful virus. And people still believe this crap, even though they saw everyone telling you this, not wearing masks any chance they got. The governors, the Fauci at the ball game, oh, I was drinking a beer. Like, really? If you really believed that drinking that beer meant taking down your mask, which could kill you, I'm pretty sure you would forego the beer until after the game. But I digress. The thing is, you've seen it. You've seen it. You've experienced how easy it is to control people. Well, if it's that easy to control people with ridiculous concepts, totally ridiculous. Oh, yeah, for sure. This virus came from somebody eating some exotic bat, even though we've never found the person or the bat or anything else. I believe it. I totally believe it. I believe it so much that everything else is an unfounded, debunked conspiracy. Really? What bunking did you do? Well, we didn't do any. We'll just say it's debunked, though. And therefore, everyone believes it's debunked. See, if you say things the right way, people believe it. So why not you saying what's good about your product or service, getting people to believe it? Because I assume, unlike all the stuff I've just been talking about, I'm going to assume that if you're a business owner, you have an excellent product or service that actually does good in the world. Well, if all these evil people can convince people to do useless at best, harmful stuff at worst and beyond and kill lots of people, like, oh, why don't we just send the infected patients into nursing homes? I mean, just absolutely downright kill people. How much easier is it for you to convince people to partake of your excellent, helpful, honest product or service?
Oh, you're the perfect example.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Here's the thing, though. So if anybody is having issues with their business and getting their business growing, you really don't have an excuse now, because you have an entire new audience of people, like you said, that can be persuaded with something that's actually positive in their lives for a change. So they should be welcoming that with the open arms, one would think.
Exactly. Well, and when you say there's people that can be easily persuaded, that's basically everybody. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, present company excluded. You were onto the game. I was onto the game. And this whole fraud sheet thing, guy's been a fraud for decades. Like, about a year ago, people, and you talked about my daily Facebook Live video. So I've been doing this since mid-March of 2017. So it's a little over 4 years, every single day. And what I do is I then take the video off the copy of the video from Facebook, have my assistant put it up onto my LinkedIn, onto Twitter when I was on Twitter. Now I said, screw Twitter, I'm off of Twitter. But
yeah.
I put it onto my blog, onto my podcast, onto all kinds of various YouTube, whatever. Well, I've had various ones of these videos taken down by YouTube, taken down by this and what. But it's up on all the other platforms, but YouTube sent me a message recently, oh, we're taking down your video. One more strike and we could ban your whole account and your whatever. I'm like, of
Forever.
Course, because, why allow people to talk to people and listen to their friends? Last I checked, by the way, you tell me, if maybe you know better than me, but like social media, isn't it like somebody has to opt in, somebody has to proactively request to see or hear my posts? Like they have to go like the page. They have to go put a friend connection. Like, so who are you, Mark Zuckerberg or anyone else, to tell me what I can't talk to my friends about? That would be like, is the CEO of Sprint going to break into this phone right now and tell me I can't talk to you and your listeners about this topic and ban me from my cell phone forever? Like,
it's coming.
Okay, what?
It's coming. That's this censorship at its finest. It's getting worse. I got booted off of Linktree the other day. I didn't even know it. Somebody
I don't even know what
it
is. That's how cool it is. You get booted off something nobody
oh
even knows
God.
What it is.
Yeah,
that's
like
what
I
mean. They're so full
it.
Of themselves.
Yeah.
YouTube is like, we're taking your video down. You can click here if you want to protest. And I'm like I'm going to waste 1 second of my life giving a crap about what you do or what truth you want to hide from people on your platform. I don't. You have to live with that, YouTube. You're hiding the truth. I've been speaking the truth for a year and a half that Fraudshe is lying. He's a fraud. Biggest mistake Trump ever made was getting bamboozled by Fraudshe, parading him out on stage every day to make him a national darling. It's been horrible. That's caused so much damage. Oh, no, you can't say that. And then I said, you know, the masks don't work. They're actually harmful. It's comical to even think they could work. That gets taken down. This vaccine is not a vaccine. Don't take the vaccine. That gets taken down. Like, I'm not going to protest any of this crap. If you're so useless, all these platforms, that you want to hide the truth from people, and now you see Facebook comes out and goes, you know, we've reversed our policy. Now it's okay to say you think that this virus might have come from the obvious place it always was obvious it came from. Now you're allowed to say that. I'm like,
okay.
Really
yeah.
now? Like, I care. Like, I care what I'm allowed to say by, oh, the gods of tech world. Tell me what I'm allowed to say. Screw you.
Yeah, screw the fact checkers and Mark Zuckerberg.
Which,
and,
by the way, is another
Dorsey.
Business lesson, okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what your competitors say. Don't even worry about what any naysayers say. You know, too many business owners are all upset about one negative review or something on Twitter.
Yeah, who cares?
Or someone
who
calls and complains about an ad you ran or a letter you mailed them that they think it's offensive because you said, dear sir or madam, and they're like, pardon me, but I'm one of the 682 other genders. How dare you send me a letter, dear sir or madam? Like, and so instead of saying, oh, now here, but here's the lesson. In all seriousness, business owners will go, oh, gee, how do I phrase it? Let me type into a search engine how to properly phrase it. No, keep sending out dear sir or madam and screw the people that are complaining about it. They weren't going to give you money anyway. Do not kowtow. Do not pay attention to the lunatic fringe who puts up a negative this or a tweet about that or a this and that. You don't pull out your Major League All-Star game out of a place because of a few tweets from some deranged fringe lunatics. Like, don't be afraid of the Twitter mob, the complainers, the whatevers. That tells you you're doing something right, in fact. If you're running an ad that people are complaining about, that tells you you're going right up to the line. You're getting attention, which is the first rule of any ad, of any marketing, of any sales message. You've got to get the person's attention now more than ever because people are getting bombarded with 14,000 tweets a day and 600 Facebook posts and 800 commercials on 82,000 channels they can watch and streaming devices. You've got to get their attention. So if you go over the line a little bit, and the attention you got elicits a little bit of a negative response. Do not change what you're doing. That's a good sign. Keep doing it. Ignore the naysayers. You do not need to convince 100% of the people in your marketplace to give you money to make money. You could probably get 2% market share. 2% of the homeowners within 10 miles of your roofing company, and you have a multi-million dollar roofing company. Ignore the naysayers.
Like the old commercial for Domino's, avoid the noise, people. Avoid the noise. Lots of junk out there, and don't worry about the negativity. And if you get your posts or you get your videos taken down, take it as a badge of honor. And welcome to the club. It's a very cool place to be. Steve, where do you want people
well,
to go
I'll
to
leave
watch
it with
that video?
Michelle. You know, you just took it to the next step. It's not only to ignore it, actually celebrate it. Now put out another letter, another post telling the story like I just did about YouTube being overly sensitive, taking down a video. Put out another letter and said, guess what, my dear sir or madam? My last letter that said, dear sir or madam, I got 3 snowflakes complaining that they're one of the 600,482 other genders, and they're upset about that. You know what I say? Screw them. Here's a coupon for an extra 10% off just because of what they did call me. And you will get people that will say, that's awesome. I love this guy. I want to buy 4,000 My Pillows.
Exactly. Way to go. And we should have our promo code for My Pillow and all of his 110 different products sometime next week, people. So, yeah, how exciting
right.
is that going to be?
Screw all the stores that take it out or all the channels that won't show the doesn't seem to care to me.
Doesn't seem to
That's
care.
That's how you got to be, dear listener, business owner. Be like that guy. Don't give a crap about the naysayers. In fact, celebrate them.
Yeah, badge of honor, people. Badge of honor. Website, Steve.
What? SteveCypress.com. Or you can actually just get on my calendar. We'll talk. I love to talk to business owners. Helpfromsteve.com is a link to my personal calendar. You choose a day and time, and we'll get on for 15 minutes. We'll say hello and have some fun. And I'll help you make some money.
And he'll entertain you, too. Thank you, Steve-O. We will talk to you next month. Have a great weekend, and I hope you get kicked off of something else.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. So do I.
Woohoo! That's awesome. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club, people. All right, we went a little bit long, but it's Friday, so we got a little bit of a little bit of loosey goosey here. Plus, it's great content, and it's things that we're sharing and been telling you about and talk about on this platform all the time for the past year. I'm just glad that the truth finally coming out more mainstream so the rest of the people can actually say, oh, wow, that's what you guys have been talking about. Daylight dollar short, people, but unfortunately the collateral damage that's been caused is stuff that we're not going to necessarily ever recoup from, but on to the next. All right, so let me bring on my next guest because we are behind. My next guest is Eloise Nathaniel. She's the founder of Live More Abundantly, a nonprofit pregnancy resource center offering free services to support men and women experiencing planned and unplanned pregnancies. Audience, big round of applause for our friend who loves life. Eloise.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Eloise is very French. It's a French name, no? Eloise?
I do.
I'm making it French today. Today, Eloise. Well, that was more Spanish. Is Eloise a French name? Okay. All right, my dear, let's talk. How's our things going with all of the fundraising on your end and everything that you are preparing for this great nonprofit organization resource center that you're putting together?
That's the key word. I am preparing. The last time I was on your show, we were having a fundraiser, and we still are, and it's all focused on us getting our building out in South Phoenix, because the purpose of this ministry is for the men and women there that may be experiencing, like you mentioned, planned and unplanned pregnancies, and our resource right now is to provide free resources to those individuals, but we're trying to secure a building. The last place that we had our letter of intent submitted was last week at 24th Street and Baseline, which is right close to where South Phoenix Community Center is. Not Community Center, I'm sorry, College. The college is, and it's probably 10 or 15 minutes away from the high school there. So it's right in the middle of those two locations where our target market is. But things are going according to God's plan. Still looking, because you always have to have a plan B. So we have that place that we're praying about, but we also are looking for another location as a plan B location if that's not where God wants us to be.
Now, Eloise, I mentioned earlier in the show that the Biden regime was giving $600 million to organizations here in Arizona to house the illegal aliens. So did you get any portion of other similar funds or any of that, any money like that from the federal government? Did you get any kind of funds like that?
You hear me laughing, don't you?
Yes, that's why I brought that up, because I know the answer is no, but I just wanted to make that correlation for the audience so it digests that their tax dollars are going for illegal aliens, and you're trying to support but it's not unwanted. No, that's not the word I want to use. Unplanned.
These are citizens that have
contributed, legal citizens, like taxpayers.
They're born and raised here, the majority of them. So, that's very odd. They would find money to support someone outside of the United States that are not even citizens of the United States, and totally ignore us who are here that are in need.
And you don't have any money. And then how much money do they give to Planned Parenthood each year? I think it's like $500 million dollars for Planned Parenthood, which they're the ones that do mostly abortions and now transgender sex something or other, whatever that whole world is that I don't quite understand some of that stuff, where they're mutilating young children's bodies, right? They're doing that. So they get $500 million, and you got you didn't get any of that money.
Zero.
Right? Okay.
And
I just want to make sure.
I don't call it abortion anymore, Michelle. I call it murder because that's really what it is. It is murder. Life, when you take a person's life, it's called murder. Is that not right?
Oh, you're exactly right. I think what has happened over the years, because they have purposely tried to desensitize the word abortion, where it's just become like just a word, right? And they say, well, it's not. Life doesn't begin until the baby's born. And so they're trying to make it like it's no big deal. Like if they could do like a drive-through service, they would do that. So they're taking that away. So then it's not they want it to just be, you know, just like, you know, throwing a piece of paper into the garbage, not a big deal. And they've been very successful at it, but I think you're correct. The word needs to be changed. And since these lunatics that are the regressive socialist Marxists, and we'll just call them the left because that's the ones that are driving this ship. They love to manipulate language and change the definitions and make stuff up. So I think we should change. Like, we have no reason not to change it. So let's just call it murder. There's no reason why you can't. You can do whatever you want. Nowadays, you can do whatever you want, and you could be whoever you want, and you can identify. Eloise, you could identify however you want.
Well, when I go out and people allow me to come and present at their venue or their church or their meetings, I start off by saying abortion, but the rest of my presentation I use the right word. I use murder because that's exactly what's happening. I was talking to a gentleman the other day about abortion, and he wasn't sure if he was pro-choice or pro-life, and so I kind of broke it down to him.
If I
took somebody, I would go to prison for murder. That's the law.
Yeah.
He began to see it in a different light. He said, you know, that's true. So it's the same thing, but they have given the abortionists the privilege to break the law and not be penalized because they're taking from the mother's womb. And more so in the Black community, and that's where my focus is here in South Phoenix, is to be available to those men and women. I'm not going to tell them what to do. I want to educate them on all of their options so they'll understand what their choice is going to be, whatever that choice is. I want to make sure they understand all the options and pray with them, period.
So there's not any services like that now, correct? I mean, that's why there's such a need for this.
There's not enough. And in South Phoenix, there's not any.
Wow. And that's your demographic.
And that's my demographic, correct. Mm. And
by design, Eloise. Sounds like that was...
It's like they totally ignored that community on purpose. Well, yeah, they did. Because Planned Parenthood was right there and took complete advantage. Not just Planned Parenthood. They have other doctors there in that community that perform abortions. So all of the abortionists have been taking advantage of that community and destroying the lives of the Black and Hispanic men and women. Not just by taking the babies. When you abort a child, that woman and that man is affected afterwards for life.
For life, yeah. Yeah, and especially if there's other members in the immediate family. That's all. It's all part of it.
Yeah.
Everybody. And then it might not kick in till years later when it becomes, you know, but you've had a life of some collateral damage and things that have gone sideways because you've been feeling emotions or guilt. And, you know, there needs to be some sort of counseling for that. And I'm sure Planned Parenthood doesn't offer those type of things. So you are providing a service that is well needed, my dear. So congratulations on that and keep praying on it. I'm sure it'll all will work and fall into place because it is needed, especially here in Phoenix, Arizona. That's just crazy that there isn't anything down there.
I want to add to something I just said, because we talked a lot about abortion. We talked a lot about the services not being there. I want everyone that's listening to know that part of my service is going to include post-abortion counseling. The decision is the woman and the man. It's not my decision. What I'm supposed to do is make sure I educate you on all your choices. Even if they came in and after they left, they still decide to have an abortion, that's their decision, but they can always come back for the post-abortion counseling, because there's going to be a wound there that needs to be healed. And that's the services, the complete package of what we're going to be offering for the families.
You're doing God's work, Eloise. Give the website, and I encourage people, if you can, help support them. And maybe make a donation, throw them a 5 or 10. You're not spending the money on any of the politicians anymore, so I think you have a little extra. Send it over to Live Life More Abundantly and help them out, so we can get this building in motion. Eloise, website, please.
Yeah. The website is L, M like Mary, AAZ.org. So it sounds like Lamaz.
Perfect. All right, my dear. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and we will talk to you next month. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. All right, we're running way late. I know this happens on Fridays. I get a little lackadaisical, and I let everybody talk a little bit longer than I'm supposed to. But if you're getting all these websites, and you're like, gosh, how am I going to find them? I don't know where to go. If I didn't write it down, I don't want to push rewind. You could just always, on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, on the Take Action tab or the Partners and Patriots tab. They all overlap. All the pages that are listed underneath the tabs, they all overlap. And you will see the purpose-driven partners live show. That's all of these live shows that we're doing. So if you just look on that page, you can scroll. You're going to become a scrolling crazy person on this website. Everything is scrolling, so you could see it easily. So you'll see the big graphic for the episode. And then underneath that, in the show notes, I have the name of the guest, and then their company name is next to it. And it's in that special blue that links you directly to their website, so that you can find them very easily and go check out what they do, who they are, and then I'll name. And if they have their own shows, we've listed them on our must listen to page under the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, so you can get the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. 12:32. Shell is blowing this show up with her clock today. Let's bring on my next guest. Where are we, my dear? All right, so we are headed to Texas. Numbers. My third guest is Virginia Prodan. She's an international human rights attorney, author, speaker, and victory coach, showing you how to live a life of significance. Audience, big round of applause for... Virginia.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for having me. And I'm happy to be here on Friday.
Yes, and we are happy that you are here, and I am thankful that you are patient while I am blowing on my clock. I'm in Friday mode. I see the problem is I went to Mesa yesterday, and I went to my first Arizona Stands United event, which is part of the Make Americans Free Again. I got all fired up by the time I got home. I didn't fall asleep till like 1 o'clock because I was so excited to be around other like-minded, awesome patriots who are taking action. And the morning has just been a little messy. It's been a little messy because I didn't really sleep much. But anyway, let's talk about you, Victory Coach. We're talking about being victorious today.
Yes. And I want to share today one thing is that this is a time when a lot of people are thinking to take it easy, not to do anything, and that's not the time. No, that's not the time. And I will give you an example that I have done a lot of things since COVID-19, and the last thing that I have done, I have a podcast. On my own.
Oh, good for you.
No.
Yay.
Yes.
Send me the graphic so I can add it to our must listen to page, please.
Yes. So I It's called Courageous Leadership with Virginia Prada. But what I want to share also with your audience today is that, yes, under any circumstances, and even right now, we can live victorious. And I want to share 5 successful steps that will change your life if you follow them, because I train my clients on them to live a life you meant it. And you can apply those 5 successful steps and immediately you will get results. So let's go to those 5. Number 1 is reflect and review. Ask yourself the hard questions. Why are you doing what you are doing? Whatever your business is, whatever your mission is. What is your unique message? Another question. Number 2, plan strategically. What is your first step? You have to be always on the move and create an outline. If you have any questions, we will help you on that. Number 3, reach out. Engage with more people. Refuse to remain isolated. You could use always more friends, more followers on your social media. The same thing is in real life, so you need to reach out to others, and you have to do it. Number 4, gather. For me, as a speaker, as a writer, and as a coach, can be many times a solitary profession. It's vital for me to make time together with others for learning, for iron sharpening, iron growing, and for just having fun. So make that effort. You can do the same thing. Ask yourself, are you in a local or national professional group? If not, be in one. And the last step is act. Act on your next thing. Spend some time listening to your heart, to your mind, to your business partners, to your employees, to your friends or family. And take notes, and you will know what your next action is going to be. And when you are done with that, repeat the process. I assure you that those 5 steps will change your life, will move you into the next high level for your business, for your life, will get you excited again, not depressed, will challenge you to pursue your dreams and to live life you meant it. If you have any question or if you need a deeper training, feel free to go to virginiaprodanbooks.com, telling you that it is possible to live victoriously and not to respond or to react to what the government or local government or somebody else is doing, but to be active in your life. And following those 5 successful steps will help you to live life you meant it.
I think that's great, great advice, especially number 3 when you're talking about reaching out, because it's Join Together June and we're reconnecting. We're putting things back to normal, and it is important to reach out to people and to connect, especially people are wanting that more so than ever. So don't take your foot off the gas, everybody. Like she was saying, now is the time to make it happen, to take action, because if there's a bunch of people out there that's not doing stuff, that means there's even more room for you to do stuff. So take, you know, get up an hour earlier and add another hour to your day and make this happen. Give your website, Virginia, would you?
VirginiaProdanBooks.com. You change your life, you change your neighborhood, and you change America. Don't wait for the government to do it. It is in our power, in our individual actions. And I promise it can be done.
Yeah, if you wait for them to do something, they're just going to ruin it even more. So you do it in a positive way. Thank you, Virginia Prodan, Victory Coach. You're the best, my dear. Say hello to Texas for me.
I will, and thank you so much. Keep up the good work, Michelle.
Thank you. I'm plugging along, my friend. I'm plugging along. Have a great weekend.
You are a very great example for all of us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. The dark circles under my eyes and the wrinkles say something different, but we'll work on that. We'll work on that, getting that fixed. Thanks, my friend. I appreciate you so much.
Appreciate you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Oh, that is Virginia calling from the great state of Texas. It is 12:40. I am a little behind schedule, but I just want to mention, we'd love to have you join our community here, Everything Home, our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. So go ahead, if you can, subscribe to the show. Follow us on the social media platforms. We're still on Twitter and the Facebook and the LinkedIn, but we're working on some of the alternative ones and building up the audience there, because I can't support these guys anymore. If they're kicking us off and they're suppressing, they're censoring, you know, why are we giving them any money? You might not be handing them money, but just the fact that you're on there, you're giving them your data, your information, they're making money off of it. And that's just not cool. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which would be awesome, because we're going to get around the censorship. And as you know, I got thrown off of Linktree. Didn't even know it. Someone had told me, and I was like, oh, inappropriate behavior. I read the email that they sent me after I had asked them, well, what's going on? There's no profanity. There's no vulgarity. There's no nothing. There's just links that have been there for a year. A year is what I've had those links on Linktree for. And then all of a sudden, now it's a problem. So that just goes to show you that it's really not a problem, because it's been there for a year, but all of a sudden now, ooh, it's an issue. Mm-hmm. But anyway, go to our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You'll see at the very top, there's a cool graphic. It says rate and review. If you could do that, that would be awesome, because we're getting censored by Apple Podcasts. Oh my God, everywhere. And to the right of that, it has another big graphic that says the links that send you over to the contact page until I figure out which new Linktree competitor I'm going to be going with to list all of our links. And then right below that is all of the podcast players. We're on every major platform. We're on 16 different ones. So if you could just go click on that, and then you can subscribe. And of course, the newsletter on the lower right-hand corner of every website page, and even on your phone, it says join the newsletter. So if you could do that, that would be awesome. Tons of incredible information, not just our episodes. We're putting other people's shows on there. Don't forget, we have a must-listen-to page of everybody's shows that are giving you the good information and messages, whether they're partners of ours or not, or future partners. So we just want to get everybody's information out there, everybody's word out there, because these are the messages that matter. You know, the truth. These are things that are going to help you grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make difference. And just a special real quick before I bring on my next guest, and he's patiently waiting, and I appreciate that, Joshua. I want to say a special thank you to all of our live listeners for the month of May over at the Global Enlightenment Radio Network. We hit 960,000 live listeners just on that one platform. So thank you so much for Big D for running an incredible platform, and then everyone that's been listening. And I encourage everyone, please share this show and this platform with your friends and your family. It will change your life. Promise, 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 promise. All right, let's bring on my next guest. My next guest is a new partner, Joshua Berglund. He's known as the world's mayor. I'm excited to hear about that. He's known as the world's mayor, and he's the founder of the Live Mana Worldwide Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit whose purpose is to elevate passion, purpose, and mission of the people it serves. He's also the host of Gratitude Unfiltered. Audience, big round of applause. Joshua, welcome to the show and the platform. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am good. Thanks for your patience. This happens on Friday. Sometimes the wheels come like flying off and it gets a little more casual. So be prepared when you book for next month. You might want to book on a Monday or Wednesday.
Well, I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I enjoyed listening to your last two guests.
Oh, great, great. And feel free. I encourage all the partners that are on the platform to network with each other. And that's what it's there for. It's a trustworthy resource platform for everybody. And it's just a way to, you can find whatever you need to grow, to learn, to make everything better. So, you know, feel free to reach out to every single one of them. They're there to be your friends, and encourage the audience to do so too. Because what happens if you let them know you heard us on the show, they give you a little VIP treatment. Like, they'll actually talk to you on the phone, where you might not get that from some other places where, you know, everything's on demand and everything is just, you know, you're almost like a number in the system. No. These people will talk to you. They'll like email you back. It's kind of a cool thing.
Cool concept.
Yeah, I know, like human interaction and connection and, oh, my God, personal attention. What do we do? It's not a Zoom call.
I actually got to hug a stranger yesterday. It was amazing.
Good for you. Then they weren't wearing a mask, I'm assuming, right? No masks.
Heck no.
Awesome.
No, I'm still freaking out by the people wearing masks after it's been exposed that it's just a bunch of crap. But anyway.
I saw one yesterday at a restaurant. And I was after the meeting that we were at for the Arizona Stands United. And the couple people came in after. They weren't part of the group, obviously. I mean, you've got a group, Arizona Stands United, part of Make Americans Free Again. Nobody's going to wear a mask there. And it was a group of like young kids. And the one girl had one on, and I was like, "Oh, she's all this. Oh, see, she's not smart, and she's hurting herself. It's like eating a poop in your diaper. That's the same thing because you're breathing your own dirty air. So why is she eating her own poopy diaper? I don't know. I just can't make it more clear. All right, so tell us, World's Mayor. What's that? What's going on there, Joshua? World's Mayor.
It's a mindset. But I've had the nickname Mayor since I was a kid, but the World's Mayor. It was fitting to go along with the mission that we have. But, you know, if you think about the function of a mayor, of course, I don't know how many mayors actually do this now, but the function of a mayor is to elevate everyone around them. Everyone that they work with, their whole purpose is to elevate them. And so that's part of our mission. And having a nonprofit media organization and our own broadcasting network, we use that platform to elevate the voices for the voiceless, and also with our youth media program, we use the platform to be able to work with the youth or even troubled people that had troubled past like myself. I know what broadcasting did for me. And, you know, you think about the people that have the, you know, prison records, or they have the dark past, they battle with addiction, they've struggled. On paper, they look like a nightmare, kind of like I do. But I was blessed, fortunately, to grow up, and I saw what success looked like. So I knew that it was possible, even with, you know, going on the dark path that I went on before giving my life to Christ 6 years ago. But having, knowing media the way that I do and all the intricacies, the ins and outs of it, that helped me make my dreams come true. That was a way out for me because I can't go get a regular job. But I can take my intellectual property and monetize it every possible way you can imagine. Having 11 revenue streams, for instance, is a huge blessing because even if the economy shuts down, I'm okay. But what about the people that, you know, the best that they can do? And I'm not knocking people that work at Walmart or at 7-Eleven or anything like that. I'm not at all. But sometimes that's the only job that's available for them, so they think. Our program and our mission is to take those people with and help the people that have past like mine be able to make their dreams come true. Because a lot of them, in the ministry I'm a part of in Oklahoma City, even though I live in Minneapolis, 98% of the congregation are either ex-cons or they're convicts and believe that there's a better life for them. What if there was? And I believe that just because it doesn't matter what happens in this world, whether it's a COVID or, you know, whatever your record is, your purpose, God's purpose for your life doesn't change just because you are a delinquent junkie or a deadbeat or an abuser or an addict. Your God's purpose for your life doesn't change. It didn't change my life, and I was the worst of the worst. My book that just came out, The Devil Inside Me, and our film, The Devil Inside Me, it's showing how dark and how evil I was before Jesus got a hold of me. But yet I'm living the life of my dreams, and not everybody has the same – not everybody has 20 grand to go pay somebody to teach them all the ins and outs of media. So we give it away. We help everybody. And so the World's Mayor, to tie it back to that, it's using everything I know how to do, which so happens to be I'm an expert in media, using those skills and that knowledge to help other people make their dreams come true. And that would be a world's mayor function.
Well, and that's the way the mayor is supposed to do things. Obviously, over the past 15 months, the mayors were not. So I'm glad that you are you're reminding people of the duties and the responsibilities and the real objective of the mayor. So thank you for redefining mayor back to normal, back to what it was supposed to be. So Good for you. You're doing God's work, my friend, God's work. And the podcast, you want to mention that real quick?
Gratitude Unfiltered is my favorite thing that I get to do for myself. I started a talk show called Morning Gratitude, and it was not very fluffy for a show called Morning Gratitude. But that said, going back to giving my life to the Lord, it didn't mean that everything became perfect right away. I had a few relapses, and anyway, one of the relapses I had, it was 3 years ago, and it was the last relapse I've had, but 3 years ago, I went on a really bad meth binge and, you know, going
you
4 days straight, pass out. Yeah. And I mean, that was part, chemsex was my addiction actually. And, I gave up. I gave up on the journey. I was frustrated. I got kicked out of my leadership class because I got in a fight with my girlfriend. And anyway, long story short, I was heartbroken and I was mad at God. And I just said, screw it. And I went back. I gave in to my old ways, and I just went on this month-long meth binge. Well, at the very end of this meth binge, I'm on day 4, and I'm about to re-up. Every other time, I just blacked out, passed out, woke up 2 days later. This time, I was still awake, and I had my phone in the same hand that I have it in now, which is my left hand, and I'm on my phone looking for drugs and sex, which went hand in hand, and all of a sudden, God came to me, and he said, I'm not done with you yet. This is going to suck, but you're going to put a spotlight on your shadow world. You can't afford, you don't have the luxury of getting to keep secrets anymore. You're going to expose it all. You're going to put a spotlight on your shadow world, and you're going to show people the supernatural power of truth. And he gave me the name for the show, which is Gratitude Unfiltered and everything. And so it was that platform that I just started basically confessing my sins. I've been public about everything, but I'm talking about in real time. I talked about my struggles. I talked about, you know, I don't know how many people know the term DID, but it's multiple personality disorder or dissociative identity disorder. That is something I have struggled with. And now I'm actually using it to my benefit, but it doesn't mean that life is all peachy by any means. I mean, it's having multiple personalities is a different, it's a different experience. That said, I've taken each of my personalities on a healing journey. But the point of Gratitude Unfiltered was to show people how to be grateful for life's most traumatic moments. And I lived out my life publicly where I was exposing everything. And what happened for me was I ended up healing so many different parts of myself, and I got so comfortable. You have to understand, I was the worst liar known to man, but I wasn't born that way. My parents always taught me to be honest, but the problem was that after, you know, my father would beat the crap out of me or my mom, then it's, well, you can't say anything. You keep that a secret.
Yeah.
And then after
yeah.
being molested by two guys, you know, if you say anything, we're going to beat you. And like, so then all of a sudden I'm learning to lie and keep secrets and hide. So truth was not comfortable for me. But I will tell you that truth ultimately, the Lord's truth, but also my own truth is what healed me. And getting comfortable being able to talk about the things that other people won't talk about. Again, go read The Devil Inside Me, the book. It's available everywhere. Like, it's the most uncensored, graphic, brutally honest testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ ever written. Because I don't hide anything. None of it's written to make me look good at all. It's to glorify Jesus. It's to make me look like the monster I was, but glorify Jesus at the same time. So I got comfortable to be able to write that book, though, because I tried to write a book for 20 years. It took Gratitude Unfiltered and getting so comfortable talking about my mess-ups and my errors and everything else and the struggles and what I was battling as someone who loved Jesus. And confessing all of that in real time is what gave me the courage to write the movie, The Devil Inside Me.
The book and the movie wrote itself at that point. You went,
oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It was easy. You're like, oh, I already actually just wrote it. Now just someone needs to actually put it on a piece of paper because it's already done. So you, the heavy lifting part was easy. Oh, my God. What I started writing down some of these things, and then when you threw me for a loop with the last couple of things, I was like, whoa. Well, here's what we're going to do. Because I'm running a little late today. I'd love to have you come back on for one of my soapbox patriotic soapbox portions where we can go a little bit longer and deeper. And I've got I've got openings in June. So I will shoot you an email after the show today and we'll set that up because I kind of want to, your story is fascinating. I mean, talk about after people listen to all that. And then if a fraction of that happened in their life and they're feeling sorry for themselves or they're feeling like they can't be successful, we need to shake them a little bit. I mean, cause there's no excuses. I was like, no more excuses in March. And I'm going to say it again. There's no more excuses after you listen to Joshua's story. Okay, people. Come on now. Like I feel like I didn't get enough done this morning. After listening to that story. So I'm like, whoa, that is inspiration to pull my head out of my own arse at this point. So thank you for making me feel bad about myself today. Joshua, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I didn't mean to do that.
Well, I'm joking around. No, it's cool. It just puts things into perspective for people, and that's what we try to do on this show. We want to snap them out of it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Snap out of it.
So give your website, would you please?
It's livemana.org. So livemanaworldwide.org.
And if you're not familiar with the Lindell Recovery Network, last Friday, episode 217, I did an interview with Melissa Hooray. Her stories are not as extreme as yours, but they're in the same category. And you two need to connect. She's also got a podcast called The Hope Report, and I'm sure she would love to have you on that. And that's broadcasted also on Frank's Speech. So if you want to talk about exposure, that's a pretty big platform. So I will do that email introduction for you because you two need to connect because you're both doing God's work together. And maybe something awesome can be blossomed from that.
Amen. I love it. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome, Joshua. I will email you later today, and we'll get you back on in June for a longer chat because I want to hear some more of these stories.
Yeah, I got to.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple more whoppers in there. All right, cool. Thank you so much, and we'll chat in a little while. Thanks, my friend.
Sounds
welcome
wonderful.
To the platform.
Thank you.
What an awesome addition. We love when people are actually proud to talk about loving God and supporting things they believe in their faith. Yeah, so awesome.
Wouldn't be here.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. I don't know what to say. We're going to have him back on, so then we'll take it from there. All right, it is 12:57. I am running late. And let's see, Ms. Orsica, it is time for her. I didn't get you to talk about Reopen America, but real quick. So what I want people to do is go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. On there, you're going to see incredible amounts of information, groups to follow, podcasts and talk radio shows and TV shows to listen to, tons of take action items, a whole Arizona section about live events. There is, if you want to contact your politicians anywhere in the whole country, there you'll see the graphic there to do that. You've got our marketplace where we've got 57 websites and brands where if you purchase anything on there, these are well-known companies like Mike Lindell should be on there sometime next week with our promo code. We donate 2% to 20% of your total purchase to help our nonprofit organizations helping vets, pets, and kids. We've got the Reopen America resource tab, which has even more resources where there's like LinkedIn group, there's Facebook group, there's personal development options, there's business tools on there, small business information. It's just loaded with everything that you need literally to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Of course, all the episodes are on there, but check out the Take Action tab and start from there. Just look at all the listings and go check that out and see what you need. And it's more than just listening to a bunch of the shows, even though I highly encourage you to do that this weekend. All right. Let me bring on Orsica real quick here. God, I feel so bad when I go over because I am not respecting their time or your time because I want to get all this information in there. But I know, like I said, I apologize. It's a Friday. My next guest, Orsica Julia, founder of Out of the Quicksand, guiding you to a complete life of domestic abuse. She's been on the show like 15 times. You think that I would know that by heart anyway. So she's helping you after the domestic abuse. She's actually one of my faves too. So audience, big round of applause for our speaker. Thank Thank you for your patience.
Hi, Michelle.
My friend. You're only being patient because you
pleasure.
And I are friends.
Yes, only. That's the only reason. It's not because I'm wired that way or that you're wired that way. No.
Here's what I'm going to do. Let's make your segment short, if you don't mind, and then just jump back on for June. You know what I can do? Because I will have you come on. We'll have you join the soapbox. We'll do another portion, and I'll email you after the show once I coordinate with Joshua, because I want we can do like a 15-minute segment, because this is kind of important. And in this category, your clients have increased so much over the past 15 months that if we can give some people some resources, I think we will do that. So let's just be real brief, and then I'll have you come back on next week, and we'll go into like maybe we'll do 15 or 20 minutes or so. Is that cool with you?
Totally cool. I just love being on your show, and I love the messages you send and give out. And so, yeah, always a pleasure, Michelle, always a pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you. See, I can make it up to you. I just go ahead and I just give you more
time.
You
don't even have
next
to.
Week.
Yeah. But cool.
There you go. Yeah.
Totally.
I was a little sloppy today with my clock, so that's why I can make it up. So I will send you, we'll talk a little bit. So real quick, give me 2 minutes.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about or encourage people about domestic abuse and of course what they need to know or how to help them? Give me 2 minutes.
Yeah. Absolutely. So when you're out of the domestic abuse situation, remember the 5 steps. We talked about this the last time that I was on there, the 5 steps to starting to live a life of healing and forgiveness. Set your boundaries, show grace, so stop the slander. As much as you want to slander the person who's hurt you physically, emotionally, you know, mentally, stop it. Just stop the slander, because all it's going to do is hurt you more. Learn to love yourself, so daily self-care habits are really, really important. Find a community that loves on you for where you are now, not for where you want to be in the future. So like Josh had to do the same thing, right, through his struggles, is find his community. And so find your community and forgive. The most important one is to forgive, not necessarily the other person, because they don't care if you forgive them or not, because they're abusing you, right? They don't have the capacity to understand that concept at this point, but forgive yourself for putting yourself in that situation. So set your boundaries, show grace to yourself and to the other person, stop the slander. Learn to love yourself with daily self-care habits. If that means 2 extra minutes in the shower, then stick in the shower for 2 extra minutes. Find a community and forgive yourself. And you can do all this through God and through the love of Jesus.
You know, I want to make a comment real quick. And we talked about this on the show with Melissa Hooray on last Friday, episode 217, for those who have not listened. Mm-hmm. It's a really powerful show. I think you might have been on the show last week. I don't remember. There's 70 people every single month plus the Patriotic Soapbox.
Right.
So I can't keep everything on the, you know what I mean? If I rattle off the episode and I get it right 99% of the time, awesome. So it is so interesting, because there's a lot of people that are on this show, this platform, in business or nonprofits or personal improvement, therapies, counselors, doctors, you name it. Okay. We've got every category imaginable. And the ones that seem to be the most passionate, the ones that seem to be, I don't want to say most successful, but kind of are, they all have they bring up God, they bring up Jesus, and they attribute their success or their dramatic change in lifestyle to finding God and welcoming him into their life and communicating him. And the ones that do that, the way that they speak, it's actually very different. Their energy that comes through the microphone and the earphones is different. But it's in a very positive way. So you just entered that club, because I don't think you really mentioned that before. So the club is growing. I think more people are cluing in. And I know that I've taken some interesting steps. I have my Bible on my desk, which I popped that over there back in November, which I'd never done that before. So, yeah, even the most stereotypical Capricorn / straight and narrow when it comes to, you know, logical thinking and being practical can do it. You can do it too, people. So
can do it.
I think we
the funny thing about it, like, my journey wasn't like, okay, I've survived domestic violence and then I came to the Lord. Like, I know 100% that the Lord was with me through all of that. So that's what, and we talked about this probably our first or second time together.
A while ago,
that
yeah.
The book that I wrote was, yeah, it's been a few months of Sundays, but the book that I wrote, it's all because of God. And so like Josh speaking his truth today, I was like, oh my gosh, that's the same thing. Like I started writing a different type of book and the Lord said, no, honey, that's not what I need you to do. And once I literally handed it over to him, the Holy Spirit just worked through me and like the book just popped out in 3 weeks. It was magical.
I'm telling you,
and amazing.
What you just said is what others have said on this platform, and the results were the same. It's fascinating. I want more people to hear that message and allow that to happen in their lives, because you all can't be meeting together. You all don't know each other. You don't have a little brochure and talking points. So I think it's real, people.
Oh, we definitely do. No.
All right.
We totally do.
Yeah.
We go to Georgia,
yeah.
We're handing out
yeah,
the brochures, right?
You're on some sort of mailing list because you all say the same thing.
Absolutely.
Some of you
yeah.
use the exact same language, which that makes you
That
realize,
would be God's
oh,
mailing list? Yes.
I know. I'm telling you. It's fascinating, especially because I'm here on the other side listening to it. All right, Meteor, I will reach out to you this afternoon. We'll get
yep.
you on next week. Thank you so much for your patience. Oh, website.
You're
website, real quick.
Oh, website. Yeah, outofthequicksand.com.
Simple.
Outofthequicksand.com. Okay.
And if you go to the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and you look at the purpose-driven partner segment, then you'll see all the listings for all the shows. And, of course, in the notes, you will see Out of the Quicksand for this episode. You click on that, and you can go right to our website. It's a direct link to what you need to know. So thank you, my dear. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Thanks, Michelle. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. Be blessed.
Oh, I apologize, everybody. It's 106. It's 106, and it is time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me in Sitting Shotgun are two special guests, but first up is Miss Jenny Jackson. She is the president of Arizona Stands United, the official Arizona chapter of Dr. Pam Popper's Make Americans Free Again Grassroots Take Action Group. Dr. P was on the show 2 weeks ago. It's episode 214, a definite must listen to. Both groups, hers and Make Americans Free Again, our platinum partners, a lot of P's together today. So Pam Popper's platinum partner, like a tongue twister. And we are helping spread their movement all over the country. Audience, big round of applause for Miss Jenny Jackson, the freedom fighter. Jenny, I feel like
Hello.
I just saw you. Hello.
We did last night.
Yes, yes. And I was off wired when I came home. I couldn't fall asleep till like 1 o'clock. So I'm blaming you and the rest of your patriotic friends. So thank you very much. Good thing this is not a video show, because it wouldn't be a pretty sight right now. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's amazing to get together with so many active patriots in Arizona.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then turnout was huge, which you gave me kind of the rundown, and that is regular and more people keep showing up every week, which is great. I want to give a special shout out to a couple of new friends that are part of the Arizona Stands United, which is Sanja, Beth, Rob, and Howard. They were so kind to listen to me rattle on for a long time, because it's just, like I said, I got all fired up. It's just awesome to be around like-minded people who care, who want to do something to just better this country and themselves and, you know, do what's right. So tell us a little bit about you and Arizona Stands United.
Yes, I'm happy to, and thank you so much for having me on. It's an honor. So I'm Jenny Jackson, like you said, and we are the Arizona State Chapter for Dr. Pam Popper's Make Americans Free Again. And it's amazing to be taken under her wing, for her to be the mentor and really the driving force behind this nationwide movement and giving us the tools and legal resources needed to fight COVID tyranny here in Arizona locally. So what we do is we are fundraising to file a lawsuit against the Governor Ducey and end the state of emergency. That way it ends the mandates, executive orders, you know, the government thinks that they have the power to strip us of our constitutional and inalienable rights, and they don't, but the masses don't really quite understand that an executive order is simply a request, and it by no means is a law. Law has to go through legislation, and so, but they're also targeting legislation now because they know that in order to continue with their scheme, they need to put things through legislation. So what we're doing is, in addition to fundraising to file that lawsuit, we're also really taking an active role in educating the community and providing lots of really great ways to take action against the tyranny. And there's so many ways to do it, be it legislation. There's just so many ways. And if you, we also have meetings across Arizona where we have about 8 or 9 of them right now, and it's open to the public. It's free. It's fun. You get together with other active, very active patriots who are interested in hearing new information as well as how to take action. So it's just amazing, and we get to support one another and just keep growing across Arizona.
Yeah, this movement needs to be huge and wide and all over, not only Arizona, but the country. There are other chapters in other locations. So and both of these groups are listed on our Must Follow page, and they're also listed on our Platinum Partners page, the everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, the Take Action tab. So if you can't remember the Arizona Stands United, is it .com or .org? .org.
.org.
.org. So for as soon as you can't, you know that they're always going to be there permanently. They're permanently on the website because I'm doing all I can to help promote and grow it. So I want you to check those out, especially if you're not in Arizona, then you have other options in other states. Plus, you can always start your own group, right? And there's a Thursday phone call that Dr. Pam Popper does to explain what their organizations are about, and also that you can start your own group. All you need is you and one other person. Boom, you have a group. But in Arizona, it's awesome because there are so many locations that Jenny has worked so hard to put together that they're all over the state. You're talking Tucson, Prescott, Flagstaff, and obviously all in the Phoenix area here. So you can just kind of just show up at an event on a Thursday and get to know the group and get involved and start supporting it. Because what she just shared about the mandates and the executive order just being a suggestion, people need to be yet reminded of it, even though we've been talking about it for 15 months. They can't force you to take a vaccine, which is not a vaccine. Remember, it's fake. It's not a vaccine. They can't force you to wear a mask. They can't force you to do a PCR test. None of that. Even your work, employer, the state, nobody. So they're just violating your laws and or your constitutional rights and the law. And once you push back on it, all of a sudden they lay down and then and you say, okay, well, yeah, you're right. I can't do that. So they know. But this group is so active that they're doing the lawsuits. I cannot wait for you to file against Doug Ducey. We don't like him. He bad, bad man. This is what our audience, what do you think of Doug Ducey, our governor? They're not fans. They're not fans.
Yeah. Well, and it's true what you say about putting the pressure on and they lie down, because really exciting in Ohio, that was the first state that Dr. Pam Popper spearheaded to file this lawsuit against their governor for the same thing, to end the state of emergency. And 2 days, this was recently in the last few weeks, 2 days before court, when they were going to probably be granted discovery, which would have been really damaging to the state, guess what? Their governor ended the state of emergency.
Oh, they did. I didn't realize that.
If you want, yeah, call it a coincidence if you want, but I believe, as well as many others, that they knew they could not win this lawsuit, and so they folded and ended the state of emergency. So it's really exciting to see the progress and that they will fold when we bring the pressure. So it's really, really exciting.
Yeah, like they knew that they had no grounds. So they're like, well, now that we're going to actually have had in a courtroom, and if they do the discovery, then they're going to find out some other stuff that we don't want them to find out that seems to be leaking out now. What do we do? And I believe that Dr. Pam Popper calls him like the little emperor, because he's the little guy here, that governor there. He's another bad one. He was the first governor to, they picked him to start the entire shutdowns, but that story is in her book, COVID Operation, and also you can listen to it on episode 214. She goes into detail about it. I highly encourage everyone to listen to that episode. Arizona Stands United. So you're meeting on Thursdays here locally. There's multiple locations.
Yeah.
You're looking for a Scottsdale.
Well.
You're recruiting for a Scottsdale leader, so you need more people, and because once people find out about this meeting, they are bringing their friends. So I think people just need to understand, this is the place to go. I'm telling you, we don't have to reinvent the wheel here. It's already in motion, so just jump on the train and give it a try. So what do you want to share about growing the group?
Yeah, exactly. So it's really simple, and we encourage lots of people to step up to be meeting captains. It's a great way to really connect with your community and other like-minded patriots. So the framework is already done. We meet every week. We go over the agenda, and you guys get to go out there. I create the marketing and the flyers and set it out, and the people just come, and you get to read the announcements, and explain all the new exciting updates that are going on, like the new recent lawsuit that Dr. Pam Popper's lawyers, as well as American Frontline Doctors. I think everyone's heard about this now, where they did the TRO, the Temporary Restraining Order lawsuit, against the CDC and the Health Department and other entities to stop the COVID vaccine on 16-year-olds and younger. So that's really exciting. So we usually have some breaking news just because we've gotten inside with Dr. Pam Popper. And then different ways to help. We have speakers that come out as well. And we have ways for people to sign up to be precinct committeemen, which is really exciting. So I'm so excited that you have Representative Joseph Chaplet coming on. I can't wait to listen and hear what he has to say. He's incredible, and we really encourage everyone to become precinct committeemen and get involved in politics, because we've got to fight this tyranny on so many different levels. But it's really exciting, and we just want to grow. We have about 3,000 supporters, so we're very fortunate, and we just keep growing every day.
And you're a precinct committee man too, correct?
I am. I'm in LD 18.
Uh-huh. I am LD 23, and Joseph is my representative. So he's one of the good people.
Really
Who's yours? Who's yours?
I'm sorry?
Who's your representative? Do you know who it is?
No, because I just started my precinct committee man. It's been a goal of mine for a couple years, and I finally said, you know what? I'm just going to do it. So we just got approved, and we haven't even had our meeting yet.
Oh, you haven't even had the meeting. Yeah.
No, so very fresh, but I'm so excited to jump in because I know it's really important. We've recruited tons of people from our organization to become precinct committeemen because I definitely see the value in it, and so do so many others. So it's really exciting. But yeah, we've got lots going on. There's a lot of resources on our websites as well. Different ways to fight back against the COVID tyranny. And also we do have a call to action out right now. This one is really important. So the legal team in Ohio is looking for plaintiffs. Anyone who was told they are forced to receive the COVID vaccine and then they subsequently declined taking the vaccine and then were fired. We're looking for you to become a plaintiff. Obviously, you would receive, when the lawsuit wins, you would be compensated. And this is going to be a huge lawsuit. So if anyone's interested in joining this, please reach out to me. You can reach me on my email. It's info@ArizonaStandsUnited.org. But this is very new. We're looking for people right away. So if you've been fired from denying or refusing to take the COVID vaccine, please reach out to us.
And that's for anyone anywhere in the country, right?
They don't have to be in Arizona.
And I'm going to add that to the website and start promoting it too, because we want that list to have everybody that has suffered from it, because they cannot fire you if you decline the vaccine, because there's something called informed consent amongst another laundry list of reasons why. So you guys are doing it again. See, this group is everyone, as I'm trying to explain to you, not only are they taking action locally and bringing together people like Jenny Jackson and the different locations throughout Arizona and other states, they're filing the lawsuits that are making the huge difference, which is actually getting the issues resolved so that we can get our freedoms back. And that is, you know, we were talking about supporting a group, getting involved with a group. That's the ones that you want to support and give your donations to. You don't need to give donations to the politicians. I mean, you can give some to Joseph because he's one of the good guys. But otherwise, these groups, these political action committees, you know, they're all just basically money. Most of them are money laundering operations so they can have a comfortable lifestyle. Then they're not doing anything to help you, because have they done anything so far? No, but look at this. She filed this new lawsuit's coming, right? The one that's going to free Arizona. And then you've got the TRO, hopefully that will go through very quickly for the 16-year-old and younger, they're not being required. I don't want to say required, because it's not even legal to require somebody to take a vaccine. But you know, these, like I said, real take action things that are going to change your life. So that's why we have such a high regard for Dr. Pam Popper and for Make Americans Free Again. And of course, Arizona Stands United and the hard work that Jenny is doing to bring all this together. This is an acting working group, a little different than just, signing up and getting just the newsletter. We want you to participate. The key to this, to making all this work, is everybody's got to join together. It's like join together June and step up to the plate, you know, roll up your sleeves. Jenny, I want you to share some of the information that you guys have on that newsletter, because I've never seen one that had so much content that was but it was valuable. It wasn't like you were doing cartoons and you weren't saying, here's a recipe. I mean, you were talking about the school districts and you were giving, information on, letters that people need to have if they're being harassed from their job or from work or things. So mention a few that you find are key, where people can realize that the resources are out there. You need to go to be a part of your group to make them easy to find. So talk a little bit about what you put in that newsletter.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would agree that there's so much information, but it's a bit overwhelming and it's hard to find it all in one place. And we really try to be a central hub for that, especially our website in the resource center is a ton of stuff and it gets added to daily. So we've worked really hard to try to help protect our children and their rights and freedoms. So we started a petition. There's about 15,000 signatures. We did a rally with the children at the Capitol. And then 2 days later, the governor said that the mask rule or mask mandate for the schools was now a choice. So call it coincidence or not, but we're really excited that pressure did help. So there's lots of ways for people to get involved. And in the newsletter, I send it out weekly. It's one of the great ways to find it. Even when I post on social media, it's going to get drowned out with all the posts. But so we have a list of the different the school board meetings. But we also have tips and letters and how to address the boards, because we want them to listen. We need to speak with we can speak with some conviction and passion, but we have to have a certain level of professionalism when we're in a professional atmosphere. And so we provide the tools to the parents so that they feel well adequate and can go in and get their message across and truly be heard. And there's also letters that they can send to the schools as well. There's power in numbers, and I will say there's some exciting news that's going to be coming from Dr. Pam Popper and Arizona Stands United about the efforts to help the children. So stay tuned, everyone, for that. And there's different resources to the actual laws and supporting why we're saying what we're saying. So when I say they're violating your rights by telling your children they have to wear masks, I then will provide the laws proving, and you know, the parental bill rights proving why I'm saying is valid. And so it just really, I think, is providing some armor for people. I know that I need to feel like I understand something, and I think a lot of other people feel the same way. And there are school surveys that we are asking people to participate in, and we're going to collect all of that data and information and present it to the representatives, present it to the schools, because right now they're not really listening to the parents too much. So this survey is actually targeted for parents, even teachers, administrators, the children, and to get more of a full scope picture of, you know, where everyone stands on the mask issue for children at school. So yeah, there's just so much. Also, there's application for precinct committeemen. There's different calls to actions for legislative action that is very important and needs to be highlighted. So I try. It's long, but really the fight is big. So it has to be. It's a lot on there.
No, but I like it because it has everything that you need. Long is not bad. Long is good as long as it's not filled with junk and noise. And this is not. That's what why I wanted you to kind of explain that to people, because, you know, it seems like we've always got, we're in this social media posting world mentality. And like you said, that's where you're losing some of the information. You're not going to be able to find it easily. But if you sign up for their newsletter, and I'm telling you, it's one of the newsletters, besides our very own, of course, that you're going to be able to get the information, and then you'll have it. You could save it. I mean, even if you're like old school person that needs pen and paper like me, you can go ahead and print it out. So then you have these resources. And then, of course, you can always go to their website. But the best way to kind of funnel through the noise on the social media, and that's if they don't get censored by the powers that be, because, you know, they don't like Jenny's message. They don't like anything that she's telling the world about. So that that's a great way to get through the noise and then have these resources, because, you know, I'm glad that you guys are going to be focusing on more so the schools, because right now, at least here, school's out, school's ending. This is all going to just start up again at the end of July, beginning of August. And it's going to even be worse. Because as you know, and most of the people listening, that, you know, it's all about the teachers union, and it's all about money, and it's all about control. It's nothing to do with safety of the children. I mean, you can hear the stories that are coming out of Florida recently. So this is even a better opportunity, or this is the ideal time for people to get involved now with Jenny's group, Arizona Stands United, and anyone that's listening in other states to get involved, Make America Free Again, that wants to do something for the schools and for the children so they can get everybody in motion and come out full force when it's time, when they have when the schools start to go back in, because they're not going to change their ways. Jenny,
right.
What?
My understanding is the globalists fund these, like their pensions. And so,
oh, yeah.
You know, when you have a football team and sponsors, you do what the sponsors tell you. It's a similar situation. And they definitely have a vice grip on our children, and they're targeting our children, and it's easy to see now. So we have to no holds bar. We have to go in and we have to help. And that's what Dr. Pam Popper is starting, an amazing program. So I can't wait for it to be released. But yeah, I'm excited for everyone to get in, whether you have children or not, in a certain school district or not. I think this is everyone's fight, because this is our future.
Yeah, and all the facts are there. You'll have all the information, all the support. I encourage everybody to check out the website, sign up for the newsletter, and attend, if you're here in Arizona, attend one of the events. Everything is very clearly listed on the website under the events page. And Jenny, give the website again so that it gets imprinted in people's brains.
Sure. It's ArizonaStandsUnited.org.
And anything else that you need to share? I mean, you covered pretty much everything, I think. But if there's something else that you think that you missed, but I have lots of notes here, and I know other people listening are like, finally a group that gets it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just honored to work alongside so many wonderful people in this Freedom Fight. And I'm just, you know, want to say thank you to putting a voice out there for us with all the censorship. And it really is because of people like you to get the information out there is how we can continue fighting this fight and growing the grassroots movements, all of them. So thank you so much. And I'm so excited to listen to Joseph Chaplick.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, he's one of the good guys. So I can't really give him a hard. I'll make a little hard time because he is a politician, but at least he's on our side. So thank you for what you just said. I appreciate it, and I look forward to working with you guys a lot. We're going to get that Scottsdale chapter started up here, and we're going to grow this movement across the country. And I encourage everyone to go to their website, ArizonaStandsUnited.org, get that information, sign up for the newsletter, so you can get the ammo that you need, like the left, the talking points. So that way you can go to these meetings, you can sound like you need to sound so that we can make a difference here. So this is not over yet. Just because things are coming out about the truth and, you know, they've laxed on some of these fake rules and restrictions, this is far from over. So we now's the time to step up to the plate, everybody. Roll up your sleeves and join Arizona Stands United. And if you're out of state of Arizona, make Americans free again. Episode 214, Dr. Pam Popper. Just listen to that and listen to Jenny's segment again. And that's all you need. And you will be energized to do something. Jenny, we're going to have you back on later this month to share some updates. So thank you so much. And for all your hard work, Jenny's doing this for free, guys. She's not getting paid. She's doing it because she loves this country and she wants to make a difference. So I just wanted to make that clear. And of course, Dr. Pam Popper is covering all of the costs for all of the groups across the entire country that she needs to. The donations that people make only go directly for the lawsuits. So she's covering all that herself. Yeah, that's real passion, purpose. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Hang in there and listen to our next guest. What am I saying? I don't even know what I'm saying. All right, Jenny, go have a week. I got distracted. I was trying to think of something funny, and I fell flat on my face. So, Jenny, have a good weekend, and thanks for coming on again. It was great meeting you last night, and you have a great group and you ran a great meeting. So thank you so much for the invite.
Thank you. Bye.
I'm telling you guys, this is the group. This is the group. I'm not taking anything away from any of the other groups, but the fact that they're meeting in person and they have these take action items and they're educating everybody and they're giving you the tools that you need is all the difference in the world. It's 1:32. I am going to bring on my next guest. Okay. This guy's got it going on, boys and girls. This guy's got it going on. You wouldn't know he was a politician when you met him, which is the perfect description of what you want when you meet a politician, right? He is Arizona State Representative for District 23. Joseph Chaplick. I tell you, he's one of the good guys. He's my rep over here in District 23. We're going to be talking of the border, the audit, the budget. And Doug Ducey, audience. What do you think of Doug Ducey? What is that? What did you guys think of him? I know. We're going to get the inside scoop from Joseph. Audience, big round of applause for this very rare politician who's working for we people. Joseph Chaplick, my state representative for the great state of Arizona, District 23. How are you?
Michelle, what a great introduction. Thank you so much for that. Even with the applaud was great.
I told him, I let him know all about you when we first met and the conversations we had. And they said, this guy is one of us. Like, he's the only one that seems to care about we the people. I said, yeah. And so we got to support him. We got to have him on the show. He's going to tell us the truth of what's going on here because who would have ever guessed, right? Because you've lived here for a long time. I've lived here for a long time. Who would have ever guessed, like, Arizona would have been the hot spot for almost every possible category of what's going on in the country when only 10, 15 years ago, we had like one freeway and then all of a sudden, like everything's going on here. Like what, who would have ever figured that one out?
Well, that's why I got involved. You know, I'm a family guy, I'm a resident, I own a business, and I moved around the country in my life, started in Ohio and went to California at 22. Lived there for a number of years, went to Portland, Oregon, of all places, but it was beautiful back in 2001. And as I saw the change in Portland, got married and had two children, we ended up moving to Scottsdale, picked this place on the map out of the whole country, wanted to raise a family here. We came here, been here 11 years. And then, in those 11 years, I started seeing a change. And being in liberal towns, I could see the change. And I started seeing some of that change here in Arizona. So I decided to put my life on pause, my family, my business, and get involved to save not only Arizona, but hopefully our country as well. So that's why I do what I do. And I'm not in it for anything else. You know, there's a lot of people that get into it for political gain, to move up the ladder or to prosper. And, you know, if you look at the D.C., politicians, they seem to go in there with no money and come out with a ton of wealth.
But amazing.
I'm not in it for that.
Magic.
Yeah.
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 Well,
so I'm in it for us, right? I want to do what's right.
When you said you're obviously not in it for the money, let everybody know how much the salary is that you get paid so they can understand.
For this
very
lovely
little
job, which I do love, yes, I do love what I do. It is meaningful and there's purpose to it. And that's what I gather the most out of it, the purpose of why we do this. But we get paid $25,000 for the year. It is part-time, but, you know, we're busy all year round.
Right.
I did decline the health insurance. I don't need more health insurance. I don't need the government to dole out.
Well, I wanted to make the point of what the salary is because I want to put things in perspective for people that you're putting your business on hold. You're putting other things in your life on hold. It's not a lot of money. It is a lot of time, even though you're in session part-time, you're doing things year-round. So most of the feedback that I hear from people, it's still you're doing 40, 50, 60 hours a week year-round, and you're making $24,000 a year. So put that into perspective, people. That's why he's doing it. Because he cares and he sees what's happening and he wants to make a difference. And I think that's important because most people probably thought it was some big salary, like, you know, the $180,000 with all the perks that come from being at the federal level. And that's not how it works at the states. So, Joseph, do you want to start with border? Do you want to start with budget? Do you want to start with audit?
Yeah, wherever you want to go with this, Michelle, I'll take your lead. You tell me what your listeners want to hear first.
Let's start with the audit because I believe you were down there the other day.
You know, I did. I went down there. It was the first time I was at the Coliseum. There were some legislators from Pennsylvania that came into town, two senators and a House representative. And they came here because Pennsylvania, of course, is a state that had some issues as well, or allegedly issues. But they wanted to come see what we're doing. And obviously we're making national news. Wisconsin, Michigan. Georgia has announced forensic audits, and Pennsylvania was coming out to see what we did. So we met with them. The Senate there is pushing for a forensic audit in Pennsylvania, and they were excited to come out, see the operations. I think that as I read some of the tweets that they put out, they're extremely impressed with the process and the handling and what's going on down at the Coliseum. They spoke to the owner of the forensic audit company, and he told us what they're seeing. And I'll put this out right now. You know, this audit may have been done already if the County Board of Supervisors would cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
If they would work with the system and provide the information that's being requested to do the audit, because they have nothing to hide, of course, as everybody says, they are blocking so many attempts. This audit may have been done already.
Which is...
So it's going to take a little longer, yeah.
And I know there's certain things that you probably can't share, right? But I mean, is there within your colleagues in the House side, are they just? I mean, are you guys just beyond frustrated that you keep having these issues with the Mayor of Corruption County Board of Supervisors, who are four, and I use the word loosely, Republicans and one Democrat? I mean, you guys are. You're Republican. I thought everybody was supposed to stick. I'm being facetious. I thought everybody was supposed to be sticking together. I mean, how is that? What's the feel in the House, if you can share any of that?
Well, I think most of the House members want to make sure that, foremost, we have integrity in our elections. I mean, that's really what the whole audit is about, the forensic audit. It is to make sure that we restore the faith of our voters in the state of Arizona, that the vote system works. There are no irregularities, no mischief activities going on to sway an outcome. And until we do audits, we won't know that. And I think the public saw the election, and there was a lot of questions raised. And when questions are raised, that's when you should investigate. And so doing an audit of anything is, again, to stabilize the rumors or stabilize the suspicion and find out if we do have integrity in the system. And so regardless of the outcome, I believe it's important to do this because of, you know, people called in the question of some of the numbers. And when you get into the forensic audit now, we're going through the data. We're pulling through, you know, all of the processes, the EMS, which is the election management system. All this is like through, you know, technology today. It's not just a ballot and run it through a machine and count it with the hanging chads we used to have. And, you know, this is all through technology. And as technology advances, things get complicated. So if you paid any attention to the audit, you know, there was a lot of data moving around. And to adjudicate the systems, you know, and the vote counts, you know, people had to move files around, and we heard about thumb drives. It could have been deleted, could have been switched. Who knows? Now they're talking about them being connected to the Internet. Maybe there's foreign interference. When you start hearing stuff like foreign interference, we need, as Americans, as our vote counts, we should be looking into this. So, again, I don't know why anybody is appalled that we're doing this. I think it's good for a checks and balances. I think it's going to show a lot of good that comes out of it, regardless of the outcome. I do believe they'll find some irregularities. I do believe, you know, they'll have a full report by the end of the summer. And I believe we'll see what that entails. And when people ask me, do I believe there's fraud, I say the same answer. We need to have integrity in our elections. And there should be no reason why we don't call for some audit in one form or another to provide that data. And that's what we should be doing.
Yeah, but, you know, the most American people, if you just want to use common sense, right, you go, well, then what do you have to hide if you're pushing back so much? It's kind of like when you're in a store, right, you pop a pack of gum in your pocket, and the guy behind the counter goes, so you got gum in your pocket, because you try to walk out the door, and you say, no, I don't. And they say, well, show me, and then he runs out the door because he got something in his pocket that he shouldn't have. So, you know,
basic common sense.
It's common sense, guys. So, you know, if you're pushing back, then why are you pushing back? You got nothing to hide? Go ahead. Show your cards. You know, that's it's very concerning. But I'm just glad that you guys have managed to get it this far. And nothing bad has happened yet, knock on wood, right? Because we're not finished yet. Is there anything else that you can tell us about the audit that when you went down there, or, you know, a little leaked breaking news without violating some sort of document you signed or oath that you took that you can't share scoop?
Yeah, I would say this, Michelle, don't listen to anything that's being reported, because it's probably not true. You know, the media, left liberal media, is spinning it to make it look like everything is wrong. It's a joke. It's embarrassing, and everything's being conducted, you know, in a poor manner. And it's just the opposite from what I've seen. And sure, you know, doing a 2.1 million ballot recount, audit, you're looking at every ballot, but there are discrepancies. You know, a basket should have 400 ballots or showing up with 380. We should not have any of that discrepancy in a fair election. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, open your books and show us everything if there's no wrongdoing. But the opposition has been so strong to stopping this. And it's not about the money that's being spent on the audit, because I'm going through the budget, which we'll move into next. I see all the money that goes out the door here in Arizona. It's appalling. So the fact that somebody's complaining that we're spending a few dollars on an audit to make sure our election matters and our integrity is strong for the voters, and that we have, you know, truth and fairness in how we cast votes and how they're counted, it's to me shocking that someone would say it's a waste of money. because I can talk about waste of money in the audit. I mean, in the budget, there was a ton of money going out the door, not just in the state, but throughout the whole country. And I think a lot of people know that, that we overspend on waste in government. So that's what I know. And when it comes out, I'm eager to hear all the news and the updates and the findings. But, you know, you got other states conducting the same forensic audit. There's a reason for that. When you're getting pushback in opposition at this level, where they even bring in the sheriff of Maricopa County, something's not right. Mm-hmm. And now you're blocking data that we're asking for. You know, the auditors are asking for passcodes. They're asking to get into the hardware, you know, and they won't give it to them, which would tell a lot of story of the data. Yeah.
It's unbelievable that they have the nerve to push back. Well, you know, that they figured, well, you know what, for the past 15 months, we pushed the envelope on everything and everybody just went along with it, even though it was a violation of the Constitution or your law, your own freedoms, all of that. So they figured, why not? We'll just keep doing what we've been doing. So we'll see if they go for it. And if somebody actually pushes back, we'll just push a little harder and see what happens. And then if we want to go to court, we'll get to that point. So they just know that they can right. run over the American people and they can run over I don't want to call it the system. I don't know what you want to call it at this point, the cluster, because we've let them. We've let them do that. I mean, we as American citizens, we as Arizonans, I could tell you right now, I mean, most of us have let the past, 20, 30 years, we've let bad politicians make bad policies, and we, the people, did not get involved. We just let other people take over, but we weren't paying attention that there was an agenda being pushed where lots of money were coming in from NGOs and special interests and people's names that you will know that was getting in certain people in positions to change the narrative, the direction of this country for the worse. And we took our eye off the ball because it's supposed to be, it's a government run by the people, right? And we forgot that. So we turned over our own power to these elected elites. And now we decided to pay attention because it all came like the perfect storm of chaos all piled into one. And we said, what happened? And I'm the first one to do that. I wasn't involved in anything active in the community that I should have been, which most people, because we're busy, we're doing other things, but we took our eye off the ball. I became a precinct committeeman. Thank God I learned about that on the war room, had no idea because they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that these great, amazing opportunities are there to get involved with the community. But as I said in the beginning, Joseph, you know, there's not a lot of politicians like yourself who, if we entrusted you to take this position, this leadership position, we knew that things were going to be okay. So, we need to get more of yous in there. And I think that that's the direction now that's happening in Arizona and nationwide, because we've decided to participate in the process, which the process was designed for us to be very active. And then you guys do your role. We have to do more, but at least I think that's changing. Do you want to comment on people's participation or the feedback you've been getting from your constituents in LD23 and across the state on how they've decided to get off their lazy rear ends and do something like I did?
Well, I think you see it. I mean, I'm a PC as well as a state committeeman for LD23 in the state of Arizona. And obviously, you know, I hold the elected office. But if you go to any LD meeting, you can see more participation. I mean, we are filled in the room for people showing up this year after the election. And then you look at people waking up and seeing what's going on in the schools, and these district school board meetings are being held where parents are showing up. And that usually wasn't the case. Listen, I served on an HOA recently before I got elected and for my neighborhood, and nobody comes to those meetings. They're kind of like school board meetings. Nobody shows up. City council meetings, unless there's a hot topic, right? And then you get some people coming, but most of the meetings, there's not a high level of people attending. But now you're seeing it. You're seeing people come to the LD meetings. You're seeing people go to those school board meetings, and they're speaking up, and they're not tolerating this anymore. And you look at what's going on at the schools, the city council, and I think that's great that we're all rising to have our voices heard, because that's what we should be doing. And I don't think it's too late. I think the tide is still coming in. I think we're going to have more and more people run for office in all levels. I think it's great. That's what we were designed for as a republic. This is how we were set up, people governing people. And I like what I see. There's a lot of activity for the good.
All right, well, that's reassuring. I mean, I'm seeing it too. And the people that I've been talking to in different districts, they're seeing it. So that's a positive. So good for Arizona. Check that box. Let's go and talk a little bit about the border, because obviously we're a hot spot. I had Sheriff Mark Lamb on the show. He's the sheriff of Pinal County. And he had said 50% of the drugs that go into the United States come from our border. And of course, the amount of human trafficking that is going through and the bodies that are coming here, I mentioned in the beginning of the show, where we've got multiple locations of these turnstile hotels, but they're just basically running these illegal aliens through over a 48-hour period and then shipping them off to different cities across the country, primarily the East Coast. One of them, which I'm sure you are familiar with because it's in your districts right here in Scottsdale, Scottsdale Road, Mountain View. What's going on? Like, why is the National Guard not at the border? Like, why aren't we not doing more? Is there anything that we can do, or is Doug Ducey the problem? What's going on with the border, Joseph? And share what you can. I know that there's certain things you probably can't discuss, but
sure. Listen, I know Sheriff Lamb, great guy, love the guy. He's doing a wonderful job, as well as the other sheriffs here in Arizona. To sum it up, we have President Biden. I mean, we did not have a border crisis with President Trump. Now we do. And it's obvious that we're back to over 100, 200,000 crossing our border illegally monthly. And this happened a while ago before President Trump stepped in. So this isn't new to us. We know what is going on when the numbers increase like this. And when we're not stopping it in those countries like President Trump did, they're passing through Mexico or coming from Mexico to get into our borders. And, you know, people say it's humanitarian, we need to help them. Yes, I agree. We have a legal immigration system. It is not fair for the people that came through the legal system to now have everyone jump the line, cross over, immediately get, you know, apprehended, and then get put into a hotel, get, you know, your food, your clothing, who knows what else they're getting, a lawyer. It is not fair to the ones that came through the system legally. And so now you also have, what else is crossing through the border? Drugs, you mentioned, absolutely coming right into our family communities. What about weapons? What about things that could create mass harm to the population? We don't know who's crossing in the middle of the night. I know one sheriff said they saw 12 men in camouflage coming across the border at night, and they weren't able to capture them. So why are 12 men coming through in camouflage not to be seen? Are you coming here to get in line for the hotel that's being opened in Scottsdale? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, what are the weapons? What are the mass destruction that can happen inside our borders? It's frightening, and we need to stop it. And when you take it a step further, you know, the children in cages and everything that they've claimed Trump did, it was during the Obama and the Biden administration, except they don't let cameras in to view it. We have a major problem. We need to stop it, because it's not just, you know, the sex trafficking or the 3-year-olds that are being dropped over the wall just to be in the desert in the middle of the night so they can get picked up, maybe if they get picked up and seen. Otherwise, they have a low chance of surviving the evening in pitch darkness in the middle of the desert with everything out there. This is so wrong in so many ways that our country should be stepping up. I don't care if it's a Democrat president or not. We should be protecting our borders for the safety of our communities, as well as keeping our legal system intact, and put our efforts into that to help people that want to come into our country. It is an absolute mess with the numbers that are crossing. And everybody sees the ones we actually capture and put into these housing facilities or get turned in on their own. We haven't even spoke about the ones that are getting in that we don't even know about, and the danger presented upon us. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The dangers to our families and communities. it's really unacceptable. And we're trying to do what we can as a state, but this is a federal issue. We are trying to, you know, at least Governor Ducey called the National Guard down, did a little bit of border support. But yeah, he did. But we also, you know, it's a shame that the border wall that was being built and fall, because there's still so much work to be done with the open trenches. And when you get the wall that was going up, that does work, it's been proven, just to stop because of the change of administration, and they don't put any more money into it. We have so much federal land that's not covered now, and we can only build on private land as a state. So within our state legislative powers, we can allocate funds to build on state land, but not the federal. So we still are wide open. I know other states have a similar problem, but you know, this is right here in our backyard, and we need to stop it. And again, for everybody that comes across that gets, you know, apprehended and they're put into the housing, you know, for the ones that want to be here, you know, that's one thing. But the ones that are coming here for other reasons, that is harmful to us. And, you know, they could be criminals. They could have COVID. They could be bringing in drugs. They could be bringing in weapons, like I mentioned. And this is not being covered. So bringing it to the point, Michelle, you mentioned about the ICE detention center. I also heard there's one being looked at in Fountain Hills, right across the street from the fountain. Right across the street from the fountain in Fountain Hills, downtown Fountain Hills. You know, this is in our home. And families and school children are right down the street from this ICE detention center. Not to mention, I think they're violating the zoning of the building.
Oh, they totally are. Yeah, that's a big thing. But apparently that doesn't matter anymore.
Where is city council? They're unheard on this. They're hiding behind statements that say they can't do anything. They have more jurisdiction than the state legislature inside Scottsdale about a hotel being housed as a detention center. And with the zoning. Where is the mayor Ortega? Where is he on this?
Oh, you want me to tell you what he said? You know, like the beauty, and this is why I encourage people too to become a precinct committee man, is you get the you get newsletters and you get information and you could share that with people so you get the truth out, because you're not going to hear about this in the news. You're going to hear this from the Arizona Republic, the liberal newspaper, or Arizona Central. So let me share with this with you. I mentioned it on Wednesday when I was talking about the illegal alien rotation center that's over at the hotel there. And the mayor of Scottsdale, David Ortega, he's on board with this. He says, and this is in an email from to one of the people over at Gainey Ranch, which is right next door to that, across the street. His response was, remember, you were once an alien. Anyone living, working, and visiting Scottsdale will be treated with respect and dignity. I said, well, what about all the taxpayers, citizens of Arizona? What about their respect and their dignity and their safety? Apparently that doesn't matter. And I don't believe,
right,
I mean, I was born here. I was not an alien ever. So that's not true. I was never, most Americans were not once an alien. So he is not in a position, he should not be in that role. And we've got a problem here in Scottsdale that I had no idea that that's his thought process and ideology, or shall I call it idiotology. So yeah, we got a big problem here, and he just got elected. So a year and a half more of that? No, that's not going to work.
They are not housing families. This is not, you know, vacation for people that cross our border. This is a detention center, an ICE detention center guarded 24/7 with armed guards in the middle of a community. That is bad. High schools right down the street. Elementary schools down the street, families with children playing outside. Armed facility, 24/7, makeshift detention center out of an old hotel. Unacceptable.
And this isn't the only one. You just mentioned that they're looking at one at Fountain Hills, and there's other ones throughout Arizona. There's ones down south in Tucson area. There's
a
couple in the Phoenix. They're all over the place. Just people are starting to find out about them. And again, I had said earlier that the Biden regime had given Arizona $600 million to support these facilities, detention centers for the illegal aliens. And again, they're not, it's not families, because a lot of the people that are coming across are not families and they're not small children. Most of the men that are coming across are at least 15 years old and older, and they're not coming here to us. They're not coming to seek asylum. Most of them are in gangs and have ulterior motives. So, and this is all, this is not made up. This is all factual information.
Oh, it's happening. There's a rally today at 4:30 at that property. Everyone wants to go down and see footage.
That's over at Scottsdale Road and Mountain View for anyone who wants to head over there to make Scottsdale safe again. And I just wanted to, you know, remind everyone that's listening, if it's not in your town yet, it's probably because you don't know about it, or it's coming, because every town is a border town and it's being funded with trillions of dollars. I mean, if we got $600 million, how many other states that got the same or more? And now you're talking literally trillions of dollars. So it's that Biden nuclear bomb coming at you to just run over the American citizens, our rights, our freedoms, and the great country that we are still hanging on to by this thread. One other question about the border, though, for you. So the only thing that that can be done from the governor's end, because obviously you can hear clearly in my comments, I'm not a fan of Governor Dougie. So he put some National Guards. He can't do anything else. I just don't feel he's done enough. So is there anything else that he can do?
Sure. When you look at other governors that are trying to step up and do more to protect their states, yeah, I can reason with you on that. I'm not the governor, so I don't know all the unlimited power that he may have to do something in this situation to strengthen our border, but I would at least be trying to do everything in my power, if not pushing and pressing on the federal government to do more here in our state and calling that out. As a legislature, we are trying to do whatever we can within our powers to provide as many resources as possible to fill those gaps and stop this open border. And we're working on that throughout the budget process, which should hopefully be wrapping up in the next week or two. We have till June 30th to finish the fiscal year. But we are, you know, again, one body in the House. We still have the Senate and then the executive branch of the governor to complete the cycle, just like when we do a bill, right? When we start a bill, it goes through one of the chambers and then goes to the other. It has to pass through all the committees. And once we get it through all the final hurdles, it goes to the governor's office for signing. It is not easy moving a bill, especially a bill that may be more conservative or more based in the spirit of our Republican Party. We have a one-person margin in the House and a one-person margin for majority in the Senate. So we need every person to be on board with every bill that we push through to get it all the way across the finish line. It is not an easy task. But we as a legislature are doing everything we can to assist with as many resources as we can, whether it's funding or any other call to action that we can do to the federal government as a House body.
Yeah, you're working in a really difficult,
difficult
situation, because you, as people can see from the bills that have not gotten passed, somebody who you would think should be on your side flips on you. So then all of a sudden you guys can't get it passed, but yet you have quote unquote a Republican majority. There's always somebody that jumps ship on you. And usually it's not for a common sense or logical reason. So, it's different ones. You would think that there'd be a pattern, but I don't know necessarily the reasons. I'm kind of making a blanket statement, but it's all based on, you always just see one and it pops up. You're like, oh, so-and-so said no. So vaccines for everybody. And you're going, whoa, wait a second. What happened? And I thought, what are you guys doing down there? And of course, then that makes, it gives you the good guys like you. Then all of a sudden everybody's hating the politicians that are down there, when usually it's just one or two that kind of go squirrely on us. But since you brought up the budget and let's jump over to that. My buddy Dougie, he vetoed 22 of the bills which I know that there's time to get them resolved. But the fact is, I mean, why would a logical person would not just do that unless they were trying to prove a point? It'd be out, you know, you didn't approve my pork-filled budget, so I'm just going to veto all these things because you guys worked so hard getting them to this point. I mean, it's just, to me, it's just incredibly disrespectful for the process, not to mention it just shows that he's trying to show his masculinity, his power, that he can just, with a stroke of a pen, veto everything rather than working with you guys to either make adjustments or to then just work on the budget independently. But you know what I mean? It's just like an angry teacher that is punishing you because you can't go on the playground because you didn't wipe your desk down or something stupid. You know what I mean? They just wanted to show their power. They just want to comment on the work that you guys did to get those bills. Cause like you just said, it is hard to get a bill through to the point where it gets to that desk. And then somebody comes along who's supposed to be on your team and pulls the rug out from under you.
Well, look, I get that question a lot, and I'm not the governor. I would have signed the 22 bills. However, his reasoning hasn't been discussed yet on why he vetoed those other than we didn't deliver a budget. But again, we have time for a budget. Sure, it's great to finish up a little early and get done. But I also believe in doing it the right way. And the budget to me hasn't been properly put together in the correct format. That's why we have some delays, because we're trying to get everyone on board, whether it's too much pork or not, some policies aren't written correctly. You know, the budget process, and keep in mind, Michelle, I'm a freshman down here, but I come from a background of business at a Fortune 50 company, a Fortune 1000 company. You know, I have a background that's credited here in what I've done in my career for success. And when I see processes in place that are failing, I need to call it out, and I've called it out within our own body. And, I offer my assistance, and, again, I'm a freshman, but I come with a wealth of experience, and I'm trying to help. But when we're overspending or we don't have the right items in the budget, I need to call that out. And I'll give you a perfect example. They had language in there that the superintendent of the school districts make the decisions if children from K to 12 will have to wear masks or not. You know, this goes on. This is continuing on. It's not just this year that we're done with COVID and it's over. But, for any reason, they can mandate masks on children K through 12. I said, this is, again, unacceptable. We're going to need to put language in there that it should go to the parent level, right? We want more, control over our own body, right? So we should be able to make that decision for our children if they need to wear a mask or not, not just for COVID, for any other future, viruses that may occur. Let's say we have a bad flu next year or bad sniffles are breaking through third grade. Do we want the superintendents to mandate mask on all third graders? Absolutely not. So I that was a deal breaker for me for signing the education budget. We need to remove that and make sure that the parents have that choice, just like my mask freedom bill, which gave the businesses the choice to enforce or not enforce a mandate for mask wear. Again, by the time – and that was signed by the governor. It'll be in law in 90 days after we sign EDI. That's how bills work, unless it's an emergency, which this one wasn't, because you need, more votes. And I got the 31, and that's what we needed, and then the 16 in the Senate, and then the governor signed it. But these are perfect examples of less government control, right? We don't want government telling us how to live our life, all the way down to what we need to put over our face to walk into a business. So those are some examples we're trying to stop. The vaccination passport, I'm on the side that wants to ban those. I don't believe we need vaccination passports for COVID, because when is that going to stop now? When are they going to start, getting on an airplane, getting on a bus, traveling? Everyone's going to have to show a card of your full vaccination. Does it just stop with COVID, or does it go all the way into your personal health? And
so goes
the next
everything.
Virus that breaks out, right?
It's the social credit score, and a part of a bigger agenda of complete control and tracking, and then shutting down the voices of dissent, so that they don't have access to funds or They are segregating people. I mean, if you want to talk about segregation, you've got a vaccination side and a non-vaccination side. Well, hello. You know, that's kind of what we don't do that here, but it's happening. And in Arizona, I just wish that, well, I guess, you know, it's part of the governor, you know, as far as if he would be more like Ron DeSantis or Abbott in Texas, we just feel that they're stepping up to the plate more to help the American people, because you guys are doing everything that you can in the House. I mean, obviously there's a couple things that are probably you're a little disappointed in too with your own colleagues, right? Because we've talked about some of the guys that have turned their back on certain things when you have that one or two votes that you need.
Right.
But as far as, and you know, you can't, you know, you can only do so much. I mean, but it's got to be frustrating for you and the rest of the like-minded people, because you can only do so much because of how the structure works, the law works. What are some of the other things that were in this budget that you want to let the audience know that they might be, something that they're going to have to deal with? Because as we all know, you guys have to negotiate. Everybody has to give and take a little. So some of this stuff is going to, unfortunately, it's probably stick, because it's all about money
power and control. We'll get as much as we can done. Absolutely. We'll get as much as we can done. And here's the thing. There's a lot of good people down there. You highlighted a couple that go the opposite direction that the party's going, and that can kill bills. However, we have a good freshman class. We have a lot of good leaders stepping up that aren't in leadership positions but have been elected down there in their first year. And we are making a difference. As far as getting the budget complete, my guess is next week we'll probably hopefully get it out of the House. But there's things that we need to get back in there because of some of the bills that were vetoed. One being SB 1074, which brands the critical race theory, but that's not the name of the bill, but that's what everybody knows it as. And this is very offensive for taxpayers to fund the critical race theory, teaching kids to hate their country and hate each other off our taxpayer dollars by paying. Right. You know, it's a false history.
It's a lie.
Denigrates
it's a flat
our
out lie.
Our American Revolution. Right. Look, there's liberal historians that say this is wrong, that the critical race theory is not supported by facts. And when you have, you know, teachers teaching this or employees within the public education system that we're paying for on taxpayer dollars, this is bad. We got to get this bill back in there. This was one that was vetoed. We need to get it back in so it passes. And we need to, you know, teach conservative constitutional facts, the civics, fact-based way. It unites and strengthens the United States. You know, that's how you do it. But we got to get that bill back in there. Some other ones, any election bill, right? Any election bill we have to get in. They were well-written. They were passed. If he vetoed them, we got to get them back. Three things are going to happen from this audit, just back on that with the election and the budget, right? We're going to find that they did something illegal, which was already law, so therefore you don't need legislature because the bill already exists or the law already exists. You're going to find something that may have happened that we already fixed in this session, or you're going to find something that showed up as a violation and we didn't fix it this session, but we'll be right back in January to fix that one. So all these election integrity bills need to get through the system. There's, you know, again, 2190 is the vaccination ban. We got to get that through. That did not get vetoed because it didn't get to them yet, but we got to get that through the finish line. There's a tax relief bill. I have a tax relief bill that should be going through for small businesses. And talking about tax relief, we have an enormous opportunity here in Arizona to pass a flat tax. Everybody knows about it now because it's been out there. A 2.5 for everyone, regardless of your income. And it's such a great tax relief for the state because we need to remain a friendly business state. We need to attract more people moving here, not leaving. We don't want the wealthy leaving because the wealthy pay taxes, but they also employ a lot if they own businesses, and it just trickles down, right? So we don't want to be a flyover state, you know, to get to Texas, to get to Florida. we do want our population to grow. We do want to do it correctly. But having a business-friendly and a pro-tax relief state where people can prosper is going to bring more people to us, which, again, everybody prospers with that. You know, the more people involved in the economics of working and paying, you know, their taxes, their property taxes, owning a home, the more that prospers for our state. And this tax relief, Michelle, this flat tax is being looked at by several states already. We are actually a leader within the country with some of this legislation that we're pushing this year. Many states have reached out to us to applaud us, to learn what we're doing, to ask, you know, for the language so they can draft something similar. I just got a call today, same thing. Other states like North Carolina, Iowa, they have language that they're pushing, and they're looking at Arizona as a leader. And this is great because we want to be on the forefront. We want to be doing good things for our residents of Arizona. And I think we're going to make some good waves with that tax bill, cutting it to a flat rate of 2.5% for everybody.
And is that going to be in the budget?
Taxes.
Is that going to be in this new budget?
That's a huge one. That's in there, and it's going to hopefully stay, and we get that voted through. That is part of the budget. And again, without raising any other taxes. So a lot of people will cut tax in one area and then raise it the other to not have the deficit. We are doing it because we're a very wealthy state. We're a very healthy state, and we can do this. If we're cutting taxes, it's because we're taking too much of the taxpayers' money, and that's what's happening. So, you know, I would love us to be a zero tax state, income tax. And I think we can get there in the next 6 years without, again, raising other taxes.
Well, yeah, once you're governor, you'll be able to implement that, I think. That won't be a problem.
Well, look, you know, I'm making a log right now in my first term down there of things that can be improved. And I'll tell you right now, we have physical barriers the way this Capitol was built, because they abandoned the original one and made it a museum. They built a House and Senate back, I think, in the 60s, two concrete blocks. And there's so much physical division that we can't overcome because of the way the buildings are built. And we don't do a good job overcoming it with what we can control by trying to pull parties together. So there's no synergy down there at the State House. There's absolutely no synergy between the Senate and the House and the governor's office that it should have. We should have so much synergy, connected, unified, right? All going in the same direction. But we're like three separate entities. And that's the first thing I noticed as soon as I got down there. And I want to change it. I want to have more synergy. I want to have that unity within, you know, just even within the Republican Party of the Senate and the House. And we have a Republican governor. But even with the Democrats, we need to we can't have any more division or we're never going to get anything done. We actually have to somehow unite on, you know, a lot of nonpartisan bills come through the House and Senate as well. But we have to be able to communicate. And sometimes we lack, you know, leaders that know how to communicate well. And that's bad for the state. We need to have leaders that are good at communicating, good at execution to accomplish goals for the better of Arizona. And when we have these barriers as buildings set, it's very hard to bring that together. And we just need to do a better job until we get perhaps a better facility. There's
so what you're
beautiful facilities all united in one building.
So what you're saying is it's not only are you guys not talking to one another, but you have a bad floor plan. So then that way you can't even meet properly or be around each other, where it becomes an obstacle to actually just go to somebody's office to have a discussion. So
well, there's no common area for everyone to gather in between, you know, floor time and committee time. There's, you know, you could go across your outdoor patio, the gallery or the garden, they call it, but you're going to get hounded by, you know, the press are waiting out there, you know, and most people don't want to get, you know, a microphone shoved in their face, you know, while they're trying to walk to another building. So we're all not connected in one building like most capitals. So the House and Senate on each end of the building, and then, you know, it's just all connected. We're three separate buildings with the governor's office. And I think we can do a better job trying to overcome that by somehow creating more unity and synergy. but again, it's top down organizations. I always come from in business. It's the leadership down. You know, we need to implement that. And I'll leave you with another thing. We do have, again, good people in the Senate, good people in the House, and I spoke to the governor's office a number of times, and they have good folks working for them as well. But we need more, right? We need to foster that synergy and unity better, is what I'm saying. I think we'll accomplish more. I don't think we'll have hiccups like we did with the budget right now. The whole month of May, I feel like we kind of wasted a lot of time, whether it was for a strategic reason with another chamber or not. If we had the little more unified efforts, I think we'd be able to move a little quicker. So we don't have delays and then get to the part where we're, you know, the budget's supposed to be delivered, but yet we still have 30 days and then we have a governor vetoing 22 bills because we didn't pass the budget last week. Now, it's absurd.
Yeah. Like I said, it's there's so much work going into all of this and to get to that point where he just takes his pen out and, proves his point. It's got to be frustrating for you, but you love the frustration so much that you're running for re-election, which is not that far away because we're already halfway through 2021. So
it's a Ferris wheel we never get off. I'll tell you, it's interesting because look, I got into this race because I felt we needed better representation here in Scottsdale and Fountain Hills, and I proved that. Everyone I spoke with down in the government have said, you know, I'm glad you won. I'm glad you're here. You're making a difference. And it's nice to hear that because I am trying to do good. But I never stopped campaigning because I didn't really consider it campaigning. I was out there talking to people as we always should be. I was out there making myself present, listening, helping. And just when the election ended, it didn't mean that I go away until we get back into the next campaign season. Throughout this whole 5 months, 6 months of this year, I've been out there talking with constituents. I return phone calls. I believe it or not, I return emails, and some people have responded back and said, "Wow, I didn't think you're going to respond to me." And we get a lot of emails. But again, that's just us being present in the position, which I think most people should be doing instead of waiting right before the next election. And I just never stopped. I like being out there. I like helping, and I like being present with people's needs and what they want to get out of their government leaders. And I won't stop. I'll keep doing that. And some calls aren't friendly where I return a call and I get yelled at, but apparently they didn't vote for me, but they wanted to hear from me.
And that's okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I represent everybody. Whether you voted for me or not, I represent you. And I will continue to try to strive. And you know, Michelle, nobody's going to get 100% of everything, right? You're not going to like one person 100%. You're not going to like how someone governs 100%. But you got to get better people in there, and you got to vote for the person that says, hey, he's got, respect. He carries himself well. He's listening. Okay, he's not my party, but he does represent well, and he's trying to bridge everybody together, right? Or you got people in the party that, like the fact that I'm conservative and that I'm trying to cut waste out of government. I'm trying to strengthen the schools. I'm trying to strengthen, our business commerce. I'm trying to strengthen, our tax relief. I'm trying to strengthen, many things that go across policy and bills. But for the most part, I'm trying to, keep us in a high quality of life here in Arizona because we have an excellent state with resources and people like living here, and I want to maintain that for us so we don't become a California, an Oregon, a Washington, where people flee to come here and then vote the same way that they actually left for some unknown reason. I want to make sure people understand why we're a good state and why our values are strong. And it's not because we have California, beliefs. We're different than California.
Well, and we are thankful for that because look what California has become. I mean, it is really most of the state has just become a cesspool of just really bad things. And I'm not going to go into detail. I mean, most people, you just turn on TV, you figure it out, or just look at anything, and you will see the decline of what has happened to that state by the people that have run it into the ground, the politicians and the decision makers. And we don't want that happening to Arizona. So everything that you said just now, I don't see how somebody could say, sounds like a nice guy, but I don't agree with anything that he said. I don't, I want the opposite of that. Like, I just can't get my arms around that. But like you said, you can't make everybody happy, but you're just talking the fundamentals, the basics in order to have a decent life for individuals and for families. And it's not left or right. We are well past that point. And, you know, the left and the right exists in the elected elites, but they're really just all in one party. We're just using those labels because you're saying somebody's on the left, somebody's on the right. And the people, it is really, you've got to look past what somebody's little letter is and listen to what they say and what they do and what their actions that they're taking and the values they stand for and what they want to do to help you. I guess I'm kind of doing like a campaign speech for you, but I believe in what you're doing and you're saying the results and you want what's good, but you're actually doing it, right? A lot of people are just a bunch of hot air. And then when they get into politics, they change and they convert and they become part of the swampy swamp. And then they turn their backs on the American people and you're not, you're still sticking up for them, still fighting. So anybody that's listening that didn't know about Joseph Chaplick before, or if you voted Democrat before or independent, or you didn't vote at all, you wrote in or an independent, whatever you are running against, you might want to listen to this episode a couple of times and then go listen to him talk somewhere and see some of the things that he's done, because this is the type of politician that you want as your leader. Most politicians are in leadership positions. They're not leaders. Joseph is a leader, and he's a doer and a go-getter. And probably not only is it in his DNA and his personality, it's because he's a successful business owner. And that's really the key to most of the politicians that are making things happen for the benefit of not only Arizona, but the American people. So sure you need some money, right?
That 25 grand is making a difference in my life. I mean, it is, you know, for some it's great, but I don't do it for the money, as you know. I do it because I care about improving the lives of people. And, you know, I do that with passing policy that I believe protects our property rights. It protects our voting rights, our constitutional rights, and I believe in keeping government smaller, right, in our lives, not larger. We don't need larger government in our lives, no. And that's why I do what I do, and I want to protect our future generations and help make sure that America is still here for them. And you know, my love's here in Arizona. I'm raising a family. I like Scottsdale. I like where we live, and I don't want to change them. Like I said, we've lived in other states. We didn't even talk about Portland, Michelle, but their downtown is such a disaster that it was one of the nicest downtowns in the country. It is now one of the worst. And imagine that in Old Town Scottsdale or downtown Phoenix, where buildings are boarded up because of the nightly riots of trying to burn down buildings and allowing that to happen day in and day out. It's sad. It really is when cities get to that level. But, you know, I'm going to do what I can do to protect us here in Arizona.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to go down that road. So you need to stick around for a while, make sure that doesn't happen. You know, campaigns are expensive, people, and that's a part of life. And remember, we said that the only politician, you know, stop giving to all of these groups and all of these action committees unless you really have done your homework to know who is doing what and where the money goes. Otherwise, just stop, because look at where we are now, right? Because the people that said they were sticking up for you, they really haven't. So you got to be careful of where your money is going. Just don't see an ad or a post or a flyer. Just write a check because they said they were going to do something. You got to do your homework. But as I said earlier, one of the good guys who's actually doing what you want to be done and protecting you and sticking up for you is our very own Arizona State Representative Joseph Chaplick from Legislative District 23. So if you can, throw him a bone, Ryan, even if you can throw him $5, I think that'll make a difference. Everybody kind of kicks him a little bit because we want to keep him around. So how do they donate to make sure that Mr. Chaplick comes back again in 2022?
Thank you. Every dollar counts, and I'm appreciative of every dime that we collect because there's high cost in running campaigns and going for elections. My website is just my name, josephchaplick.com. And you can find me out there. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. But the website itself, there's an easy link to click and donate. If you want to get on our newsletters, which I send out really strong newsletters twice a month, straight to the facts of no fluff, just what's happening so people can stay informed. You can go on the website as well and click, send me emails, and I will definitely capture that email address and put you on the list. JosephChaplick.com, and appreciate, again, every dime that comes in because we use it wisely.
And if you're not in a position to donate or that's just not your thing, but you like what State Representative Joseph Chaplick has discussed and you want to be help out, you can, I'm sure you can volunteer for the campaign, but you can also be one of those digital warriors. You can comment on his posts, you know, positive. we don't need any hate mail or trolls or whatever else in the shills that they call them. You can share that. You can share that with your family and friends. You can let your audience, let your followers, let your friends know that we've got a good guy on his side, because the more people that know about him, the less money that he's going to have to spend trying to get to know everybody and to get the word out, so that it will keep the cost of the campaign down because everybody will already know what he stands for and who he is. So let's step up to the plate and help him out on social media a little bit and getting his message out there and tell your family and friends. I mean, if everybody just told their immediate friends about him and listened to this show, shared this show with them, then more people would know. More people would know about this very, very rare politician who really is fighting for we the people. And we got to keep him around, and then we got to move him up the food chain, get him up into another position. But that's down the road. Don't worry about it. But no, I think it'll happen sooner or later. But we just need to focus on getting him reelected in 2022. So is there anything else that you wanted to share, Mr. Representative, with the audience?
You know, look, we have bumper stickers, pens, T-shirts, and, of course, yard signs when we get closer to the campaign season that we can get out to any volunteers that want to put them up on their yard. But I just want to thank you and all your listeners and the supporters out there that are rising up to help us keep our state and make a difference. And without the supporters, there is no me. And without me, you don't have a champion fighting for you. So I truly appreciate the time today and everybody that listened to be helpful, because that's what we're pulling together to keep our state in the high quality of life that we all love to share here in Arizona.
Well,
so
you're welcome you don't have to thank me for coming on the show. I want to thank you for the hard work that you're doing. I mean, you've sacrificed enough for that little paycheck, which obviously is nothing compared to the hard work that you're doing. And it's very clear that you're not doing it for the money, because there is no money in it. So there has to be a bigger reason, and it's not because you have, you know, that if you play the game, you get to move up the ladder, because if you wanted to go to a higher position, you could have easily done that with your talent and your resources. So again, everybody, he's doing this because he sees the problem right here in the Scottsdale, Fountain Hills, I believe Rio Grande area is all part of 23. And you've got to be able to start small and start in your own community. And he's a perfect example of making it happen. And we can all do the same thing. So whether, you know, volunteer to help his campaign or get out there in your own community. Again, if you go to the Take Action right. tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, there is many, many pages of actionable take action items that you can start to do within your own community. And of course, the groups that are starting to do things, you just got to get involved. Because we're giving you examples today of all the things that are going sideways. And we can make the difference if we come together, you know, join together June and go back into the community and get more active. So I think we've covered a lot of that on the show today. You can't say, well, I didn't know. Yeah, you can't use that excuse. You know, you can't use that excuse anymore. I believe the quote is, you may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know, because we just let you know. And Joseph, you're a great guy. It was such an honor meeting you at the meeting. Thank you for the hard work that you're doing. And We want you to come back on, give us updates. Now go make sure that this budget is cleaned up and get this junk out of there, especially that superintendent that thinks all of our babies are racist here in Arizona. We can't let her be in charge of decisions. That's for sure. You know she said that, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're doing what we can, and we're fighting hard.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Give your website one more time so people can learn more about you and, of course, hopefully get active in supporting you.
JosephChaplick.com. That's my name.
Yeah, he emails people back.
I do. You say, from there, you can email me. You can go on and look at other interests if you want to help volunteer during campaign season or not. But I also keep it updated, and we will be launching a new website this summer with my reelection campaign starting out in June and July. So
awesome.
Exciting stuff.
Awesome. You're one of the good guys. Thank you for being, thank you for being in my district. So I know that we've got hope and we're going to be safe, but we're all going to step up to the plate and join you in your efforts. We're going to promote you and support you as much as we can on this platform. And I'll be adding some information so that way you see Joseph's handsome picture on the graphic and you can click right to his page. We're going to put up like a cool page for the cool politicians, the ones that are running and the ones that are there that we need to keep around. So that way you can find them and support them in multiple ways. Like I said, even if you can't do many, you can open that mouth of yours and you can share on social media. Every bit helps, you know, every bit helps. Joseph, you are awesome. You are awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend and I look forward to having you back on once you tell me with an update on you, when you fix this budget. I have confidence you're going to take care of it. The budget is in good hands because Joseph's going to take care of it.
Well, I'll update you once we get it all passed. I'll tell you what was in it.
All right. Yeah, and that'll be fun. That will be an interesting show. Everyone might need to pull out a cocktail to be able to get through the when you tell us what was actually in it. But I have confidence you'll yank this junk out so we don't have to worry about it and make sure that we get the good stuff passed. So again, thank you so much. Arizona State Representative Joseph Chaplick. And that is Legislative District 23. Good man. Good man. Thank you, sir. You have a good weekend, and I look forward to having you back on. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
I tell you guys, he is one of the good ones. He's one of the good ones. So if you can't support him, I'm going to add a page to the website so then that way we have all of the politicians that are the good people. It's going to unfortunately be a short page. But as we find them, we're going to put them on there so we can see who is the ones that are supporting you, we, the people. And it's going to be nationwide, too. We're going to have that on there. But, of course, we are going to add that to our special Arizona section, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, take action tab. I will make sure that that's done over the weekend. So then that way you can learn more about Joseph. And next year, of course, I'll put the episode that we just did. I'll just do his segment. So that way you have that on there. You can listen to it, share with your friends, share with your family. So if this episode didn't give you some inspiration to actually roll up your sleeves and get more involved in your community, and as a reminder that that is your responsibility, your civic duty, I'm not sure what else that we need to share. I can share it lots more. We share them every week on the show, 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, live at 12 p.m. And then at 1 p.m., we're running a little late today, 1 p.m. is Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, where we do a longer, deeper dive into conversations with usually special guests and a lot of the names that you know, where we're talking about current events and issues and things that you need to be aware of that are important. And for anyone that's listening, you can always go to the website on the homepage, and most of the pages I put the graphic on there to listen live. So you just click on that, or you can go to everythinghomelive.com. You can always listen live. And of course, all of the shows convert automatically, poof, magic, into a podcast. So you can listen on demand on all of the major podcast players. And those links are listed on the homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And don't forget the graphic there. It says links. You click on that and you can follow us on social media. I do like the Rumble, but we're being a little censored there. You know, they don't like the messages about the coronavirus or the vaccines. And we were talking about that with Dr. Pam Popper, episode 214. So what Rumble does for those of you who are not familiar with Rumble or how they censor, they don't basically tell you no, or they don't give you a strike. what they'll do is the videos will be posted on your Rumble account. It's just that they're not included in the email notification to let your subscribers know that you have new content. So that's how they kind of get around that. So it's not as abusive as YouTube, but like right now I have 20 videos that are waiting to be in the notifications that goes the email notification once you subscribe on Rumble. So you get a notification that there's new content. So if you are wondering why you have your subscriber and you haven't said, well, they've not had any new videos, it's because Rumble holds them back for whatever reasons, probably because the content obviously is about freedoms and patriots and the truth and corona and vaccines and America, all that fun stuff that we always talk about on this platform and how to, So anyone that's listening and they wonder why some of their other channels that they follow, they haven't received that email notification in a while. It's like, God, they're not posting. They probably are. Just their videos are being held back. So what I encourage you to do is I'm posting the shows either the same day or the day after, and then I'm doing special segments for the soapbox players, these soapbox special guests that have come on. So then we're actually putting them as additional segments. And so they're separate. So that way, because usually they're a little bit longer. And then of course, other videos that are important that we're putting up there too. So there's usually content being posted almost every single day. So you might want to just go directly to our account our channel. I'm going to use the right language. Our channel on a Rumble. So then that way you can see what they are. You're just not being notified. Part of that censorship. But what are you going to do? That's what they're doing. Yeah. So anyway, real quick, I just want to let you know of a couple of events. And then it is 2:41. Wow, we went long. I hope Joseph was okay with me taking up a lot of his time today. But I think it was important. I think it was good. Then he got a chance to hear a lot of the things that he cares about and what he's been doing. And that way, when I tell you that he's a good guy and he is a politician that cares, who is looking out for your interest, now you can say, this is what she means. Yeah. So he gave specifics and he talked about a lot of important things here in Arizona and what he wants to do. And of course, this budget thing, I'm not a fan of that superintendent either. I don't remember her name. Doesn't really matter. Those are the type of people we got to get rid of, right? Well, we have a laundry list of the executive branch here that is just bad news bears, bad news bears. But speaking of bad news bears, and I didn't bring this up during the conversation with him about the recalling Arizona House Speaker Rogue Rhino, Rusty Bowers. I didn't bring it up because he is in the House and I didn't even want to, it's not that I didn't want to get his opinion or anything like that. It's just that that's the leader of his party. I didn't want to cause any issues with that, and whether he is for it or not, he can't really say because of his position. And that wasn't trying to get him an outlet to not discuss it because it's irrelevant. It doesn't really matter what his opinion is. And when you're in certain positions, you just can't say. So why have that? Why make it uncomfortable and have that conversation? Because we all know that we can't talk about that and discuss what his opinion is, especially because of his position. So I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to bring it up. And that's why I didn't bring it up during the interview. I want to do this breaking news and then I will let you guys go for the day. I will let you guys go. All right, this is another segment of breaking news. Number four, recall Arizona House Speaker, a rogue rhino, Rusty Bowers. Our buddies over at My Pillow, Mr. Mike Lindell. His name comes up a lot. Between Dr. Van Popper and Mike Lindell, you would think these guys are paying me or something, but they're not. I just respect what they're doing, and I want to support them any way I can. Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell have joined America Restored to help the recall happen. This weekend, they are asking for more volunteers to gather at Time Out Sports Bar and Grill in Mesa. That's where we were last night, the Arizona Stands United. Their meetings are always on Thursdays, by the way. Thursdays at 6:30. It's on our website on the live events page at the Take Action tab. They are looking for people to help get signatures on petitions. And don't worry, you're not going to go to any unfriendly households. You're going to see some friendly faces because they have the Trump voter list. So you will be getting signatures. You'll be getting John Hancock's from people who actually are looking forward to seeing you show up at their door. So it's going to be easy. It's easy. And you can actually, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to broadcast this, but you can actually earn up to $25 an hour. There's a couple things you got to fill out, but for the most part, you get paid to do this. That's just how it works. It's not against the law. That's how they all operate, believe it or not. So at this point, we've got 2.5 weeks left. We need everybody to step up to the plate. This is for Mesa, which is LD25, Legislative District 25. You don't have to live in that area in order to participate. So if you are wanting to make some money, want to make a little extra money, want to go help out, want to go gather some signatures to get rid of a bad dude, this guy Rusty Bowers, then head on down to Time Out Sports Bar and Grill. Actually, before you do that, you can go to the website. If you go to the website, recallbowers.com, and it'll get you all the information. It'll tell you the information on what he has done and the things he has not stood up for, so that we can get all the information on why this guy is a bad dude and he is not looking out for you or me, the people of Arizona, especially in his district. And he is in charge of the House. So that's how some of these bills are getting through, because he's playing both sides of the fence, to put it bluntly. So again, go to the website and then it'll get you all the information. And then they're going to be having a big party down there all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday. And all the details and times are listed on the website. So please join the movement. You got to get rid of this guy. If we can get rid of one, that would be great. We need a win here, because the other audits, not the other audits, the other recalls didn't work out so well, and that's okay. But we got to get a win for Arizona, because we're doing well on these in the audit. We need a one like this, and it would be nice to get rid of some of these bad dudes and get more people. It frees up another spot for a similar Joseph Chaplick to be in that position. Wouldn't it be great? That's the type of people that we need more of. So let's all work together and get rid of somebody who does not act that way, does not feel that way, does not represent the American people. And that is Arizona House Speaker Rogue Rhino, Rusty Bowers. So to make it easy, if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you'll go on that Take Action tab again. Everything is listed on there. And then you'll see the Arizona Recalls page. You can click on that if you forget to go to Rusty Bowers. Well, it's Recall Rusty. Recall Bowers. Oh, my God. How bad is that? Hold on a second. I'm going to look it up. I put it on the website so I wouldn't have to remember the name. That's why I stick everything on this website, you guys. I do it for your own convenience. I do it for myself, because otherwise I'm going to have to remember all these websites. I don't want to remember all these websites. I can't. I can't mark them. I can't find my computer. It's like, how many more pieces of paper, how many post-its, and how many bookmarks am I going to have? And then I still can't find things, because then, and I know you go through the same thing. We had this conversation last night. So you can go to recallbowers.com, right? Recallbowers.com. Or to make it simple, if you know that you're always going to go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you're going to click the Take Action tab, because you know that's where all the juicy stuff is. And then you go to Arizona Recalls. No, you don't have to think. It's right there. It's labeled Arizona Recalls. Like, oh, what's that guy with the recall? I can't remember his name. Then just go to the recalls. And then you click on the graphic, it takes you right to the website. That's how I've designed the whole website for all the different groups, all the different categories, all the different resources to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. So please go check it out. Please share it with your family and friends. And let's jump on this train together. It's joined together June. It's time to reconnect. We need to make this country and our lives better. And we need to make some more money. It's time to make more money. As we discussed earlier, now is the time. Steve gave you some inspiration, gave some motivation on how to do some, how to increase your business. Even Virginia said people are easing up on the throttle there. Mm-mm, no mo. We're not doing that. We are going to kick it into full gear. We were doing Take Action April. We had Make It Happen May. It's joined together June. Today's June 4th. Let's do this. Let's do this. You got all weekend to check out the website, to listen to any of the 400 segments delivered by our 170 partners. It's a lot of content. No, I was thinking, and for anyone that's new or you haven't looked at the website in a while, you could start with the All-Stars. Go to the, I guess where, Take Action tab, and you'll see the All-Stars. There's All-Stars. We have 9 shows where we had multiple All-Stars. There were 3 guests on each show, 9 shows total. And when I say 10,000, not 10,000, tens of thousands of dollars of content, they were all free. And it literally is covering everything that you can imagine. We were doing personal growth. We were doing community. We were doing faith. We did business. We did business coaching. We did business growth. We did fitness, you know, my favorite week. We did health. We did, I don't know why I can't think. Everything is covered. Everything is covered. So start there. Thousands, tens of thousands of dollars of free content. And then, of course, you can start in it and then take out a pen and paper, put on that common sense cap and make your list and figure and take notes, because you will take notes. And then check out all the other episodes or the segments of this live show of the Purpose-Driven Partners segment, 400 segments. And that's since November. So I'm telling you, everything is covered there. We're here to help you out. We're here to help you. We're here to tell you the messages that matter, to share with you the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about. All right, so we are good to go. I'm going to end it because it is 2:51 and I went extra long today, and I'm not supposed to do that on a Friday. I'm supposed to let you out of school early. No masks in my school. No masks in my school. So I've got so much more to share with you, but I'm going to call it a day. I'm going to call it a day. Oh, the one thing I do want to tell you, on Monday at 1 p.m., joining me in Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox is the attorney, Thomas Renz. He's the one that filed the TRO lawsuit with Dr. Pam Popper with Make Americans Great Again. He also works on the Legal Eagle team for America's Frontline Doctors. It's Dr. Simone's group. I've got him for an hour on Monday starting at 1 p.m. Make sure you tune into that. Obviously, I want you to listen to the show at 12, but he'll be coming at 1 o'clock. And then we're going to have Jason Davis. He is the host of the Don't Tread on Liberty podcast. He's going to come on afterwards, and we are going to talk a little bit more about the audit, talk about Rusty Bowers and not treading on liberty or your liberty, your freedom, your rights. So I figure if we keep talking about it, then maybe you get fired up a little bit, then you'll take some action items, either participate, join a group, start your own, go to these school board meetings, telling you the school thing is going to be huge because they're going to come full force this summer and pull the same shenanigans when they go back into school. So let's beat them at their own game, people. Let's beat them at their own game. And as far as this mayor, we're going to use that word loosely, mayor. I'm not going to call him a mayor anymore because I like Joshua Berglund's definition of mayor, which was to elevate everyone around them. I don't think a David Ortega is doing that here in the city of Scottsdale. We've discussed that on this show and on Wednesday. So I'm not sure what we're going to call David Ortega, but I need to come up with a special name for him. You know, like I have Governor Doug Ducey. What do you guys think of Doug Ducey? But what do you guys think of Representative Joseph Chaplick? All right, well, we know who won that race. Anyway, we're going to add this mayor to the list, and it's not the list you want to be on. It's okay. You'll have a name by Monday. We'll come up with a nickname. So don't forget to tune in Monday at 12 p.m. The show starts. 5 guests, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. All righty. Let's wrap up the show. It is time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. Don't be a mask hole, people. Remember, no masks. No more masks. There are no conspiracies and there are no coincidences. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Try to leave them on all day, sleeping on them. They better be on all weekend. I'm telling you, it makes a big difference when you put on that common sense caps. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. Don't forget censorship. The cancel culture are just stupid. And if you're woke, it really is nonsense and a joke. Keep in mind, those who stand for nothing fall for everything. And that is not you. That is not you, listening audience. You're smarter than that. You're smarter than that. So a special thank you to all of our partners through the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their shows are on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You can check out the Purpose Driven Partners page. You got the Take Action tab. You got that marketplace. Go check out what's on that marketplace. Get some money going over to some incredible nonprofits, which we are growing. Don't forget, it's 57 different well-known websites and brands. You're never going to pay more than if you went to their website directly. It's just that we are getting a 2 to 20% contribution from those companies. And we're handing that money over to our nonprofit partners who are helping vets, pets, and kids. If you want to go buy something, check it out there. Don't go to them directly. Let's suck some money out of them and put it for good. That way you don't have to make some donations. And maybe you have a little extra donations. Take care of some of these groups like Eloise's Nonprofit Pregnancy Resource Center. Put a little money towards getting the reelection of Representative Joseph Chaplick. You know, the ones that the money's going to go to good use. Because we'll take care of the other nonprofits because you're buying like a shirt. You're buying like an Omaha steak. You're buying some really cool stuff off the website. So anyway, check it out on the Marketplace tab. That'll take you over there. And of course, the Reopen America Resource Center. I'm going to make that real pretty this week. I'm going to spend a lot of time on that. So go check that out, the resources that are on there. Literally, it's everything that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. When I say enhance the quality of your life, those are some broad strokes, but we have had literally every topic covered on the show. And then as I find out of just groups or websites or resources or free information or something that you can join or tools or you name it, or even articles, it's all on there. It takes you to everything that you need. And so you can do this. You can do this. Oh, my God. And it's free. It's all free. No more excuses. All righty. It's 2:56. I'm going to close it out with a little bit of music because I think it's important to sum up the show. So, again, tune in Monday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. Mountain. Whoa, Michelle, you're thinking, what month are you living in? No, it's Pacific time. We are down in Pacific time, and you can always get our live link on the website. If you forget, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com is my graphic, so just click on that. Or if you subscribe to this, well, if you subscribe, you're going to get the podcast. If you subscribe to Blog Talk Radio, you will get the live version because we are live at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Or you can just click everythinghomelive.com. If you remember, if you don't, just go to the main website. It's literally the big, there's a big, big graphic. So that way you can't miss it and you don't have to think. You don't have to remember all these things or keep track of it. Just go to the website. That way you don't have to keep all that stuff in your brain. You know, you keep the important stuff in the brain, right? So again, join us, 5 guests, 7 minute segments, and the special guests are going to be the attorney Thomas Renz at 1 p.m. and Jason Davis. The Don't Tread on Me Liberty podcast is coming out at 2 p.m. We've got Thomas, the attorney Thomas Renz, for an hour. So everybody, I think you're awake. I hope you're energized. I hope you've got some great content. Please share this with your friends and your family. Encourage them to use the platform for the resources. And if you're interested in becoming a partner, there's a graphic on the Partners and Patriots tab. You'll see become a partner. Yeah, become a partner. And click on the graphic. And you'll go ahead and you can become a partner on the platform. You get to come on and be a guest on the show. We'd love to expand the community, more like-minded people. And that way we can all stick together. We can join together. I want you to be able to, and if you're interested, you can support any of them by listening to their shows on the Must Listen To page, right? You've got a Must Listen To page as everybody's shows. And then, of course, you've got all of the links to their websites are in the show write-ups. And then the groups. The groups that are our platinum partners are listed. They're also in the must follow page. And that way you can go directly to the groups that you want to pay attention to that you might want to participate in. All right, we're going to lose the live listeners because I'm an idiot and I went 2 minutes too long. So thank you, everyone. If you're listening, go have a great weekend. Go take action on what we shared today. Share it with your friends. Listen, again, there's some really great content in this episode. And I want you to make it a great day because you deserve it. Make it a great weekend. I promise I won't go this long on Monday. And start following us on social media. I'm going to be, I'm going to post a lot more of the shows on there too, and a bunch of other posts. And of course, we're going to be sharing a lot of the content from all of these amazing partners and guests. So that way you've got one location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. I'm taking it out with a song. So adios, guys. Should I say adios? Oh my goodness. We'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I wasn't paying attention, believe it or not. So stupid. Sometimes my brain's just not there. Well, 3-hour show, that'll do it to you. I apologize for being long-winded and a little frazzled today, but it's all good. Go have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.